A very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is our second last day, first of May, Labor Day, 2025. So we will be doing our morning chanting now. Turn to page 5 of the retreat chanting book. I will get Ingby to lead you. We will chant the salutation. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi swakato bhagavata dhammo dhamma namasami supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay. Turn to page 5. Retreat chanting book. Morning chanting. Dedication of offering. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounded so well, and to the Blessed One disciples who have practiced well.
To these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One. The teaching so completely explained by Him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha.
Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to Him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to Him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to Him, the Blessed One,
the Worthy One,
the Fully Enlightened One. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha.
The Tathagata is the Pure One, the Perfectly Enlightened One. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the Accomplished One, the Knower of the World. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy. In this world with its gods, demons and kind spirits, its seekers and sages, celestial and human beings, He has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and conventions. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nirvana. Can be understood by the wise each for themselves. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth.
Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the blessed ones, disciples who have good conduct, who have upright conduct, who have wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed ones, disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha.
Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure, with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear insight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed, the Buddha I revere, the teaching of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, that Dhamma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, or longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revere. The salutation should be made to that which is worthy, through the power of such good action. May all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way, leading out of delusion, coming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness, disease is suffering, and death is suffering, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering. Association with the dislike is suffering. Separation from one's loved one and our prized possession is suffering. Not attaining one's wishes is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of graspings are suffering. These are as follows: identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formations, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciples in just this way. In addition, he further instructed,
Rupang Anicca,
Vedana anicca, sanya anicca, sankhara anicca, vijnana anicca, rupam anatta, vedana anatta, sanya anatta, sankhara anatta, vijnana anatta, sabbe sankhara anicca, sabbe dhamma anatta. All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering.
Okay, we chant the closing homage. Arahang sammasambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namassami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Yesterday I received, I think from Sri Anna, I think it must be from one of the AI thing. He downloaded my book that we shared yesterday, Importance of Having Mindfulness and Heedfulness to Cope with Life Problem and Suffering, a Method of Stress Release via Meditation. It seems that AI, like last time, they produce what they call the dialogue between two persons. And they summarized my talk. Actually, they did it quite well. So somehow, they must have a lot of information. So now I play for you to listen.
Deep dive. Today we're taking a look at a really interesting source. It's a transcript from a Dharma talk.
Yeah, given by Brother Teo Kim Kun back in June 2013, I believe,
yes,
at the Subang Jaya Buddhist Association.
That's the one. And it was later put into a booklet, which is great. We're going to explore how concepts like mindfulness and heedfulness...
And meditation, too.
Right, and meditation connect with, well, dealing with life's problems.
Yeah.
You know, finding some inner peace when things get tough.
Exactly. Our mission, if you like, is to really unpack the practical takeaways from this talk. How can these ideas actually help you, the listener?
What I find compelling is just how direct it is. It's a live talk addressing suffering head on, but offering real actionable approaches.
It really is. Okay, so where should we start? Brother Taylor lays out some core concepts.
Yeah, let's start there. Mindfulness, or sati, he describes it as that initial awareness, right, before your mind jumps in with all the judging and labeling.
It's pure awareness, that moment before knowing, almost.
And then there's heedfulness. It seems to build on mindfulness.
It does. It's like a constant mindfulness plus actively working on the Noble Eightfold Path. That active cultivation is key.
And he highlights something significant, the Buddha's very last instruction.
Strive on with heedfulness.
Yeah. That really puts it front and center, doesn't it? It's not just a technique. It's fundamental.
Absolutely. It suggests this isn't just, you know, a preliminary step. It's the engine driving the whole process towards well-being.
Okay, so this ties directly into the bedrock of Buddhist teaching, the Four Noble Truths.
Which are all centered around dukkha, or suffering.
Right. The first truth is just acknowledging that reality. suffering exists. And it's not only the big things, birth, aging, sickness, death.
No, it's also the more subtle stuff, like being apart from people you love or having to deal with people you dislike.
Or just not getting what you want, that constant low-level dissatisfaction.
And Brother Teo points to the root of it all, that delusion of clinging to the five aggregates, our body and mind, as some kind of permanent, solid me.
That clinging to impermanent things as if they were permanent.
Exactly. And he cleverly reframes these ancient ideas into very modern terms.
Yeah, I like that part. He talks about health problems, money problems, career issues,
relationship difficulties, mental suffering, even legal trouble. It makes it immediately relevant, you know. This isn't some dusty old philosophy. It's about the struggles you might be facing right now.
Totally. It connects.
Mm.
So that's the first truth, the reality of suffering. Then the second noble truth.
The cause. Where does it come from?
And the answer is craving. Taiha, which is rooted in, well, ignorance and delusion. We want things to be a certain way, we grasp onto things.
And when reality doesn't line up with our desires, boom, suffering.
It's that gap.
Right. And an important point here, it's not desire itself that's necessarily the problem, it's the clinging to the outcome, the attachment.
Ah, okay. It's a useful distinction. You can still have goals, but without that rigid, desperate need for a specific result.
Precisely. Recognizing that pattern of craving and attachment in your own life is a huge first step.
So we have suffering, and we have its cause. But then comes the third noble truth.
The good news.
Yeah, the hopeful part. The cessation of suffering, Nibbana, is actually possible. It's attainable.
It's not just a pie-in-the-sky idea. It's about liberation through wisdom, through training the mind.
And the fourth noble truth tells us how.
The path. The Noble Eightfold Path. The practical instructions for living in a way that leads away from suffering.
Which loops us right back to Brother Teo's emphasis on heedfulness.
Mm-hmm.
He really hammers this point home.
He does. He says it's absolutely essential for cultivating that Eightfold Path and reaching liberation. He even brings in the Dhammapada.
Right. Those verses 21, 22, 23, they draw such a stark contrast. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless.
And heedlessness is the path to the dead. It sounds dramatic.
It does. But he clarifies that heedful never die bit. It's not about living forever physically.
No, it's about understanding anatta, non-self. Seeing the true nature of things, beyond the illusion of a permanent self. That understanding is deathless.
And for those who are ever mindful, constantly meditative, and steadfast.
Enlightenment is the promise. It highlights the active, continuous nature of heedfulness. It's not passive.
It's diligent effort. Constant engagement.
Exactly. It underlines the urgency almost. Don't be heedless.
So how does this heedfulness connect to what most people think of as meditation, like sitting on a cushion?
That's a great question. Brother Teo explains that heedfulness naturally leads into the kind of meditation the Buddha actually taught.
Which
is essentially the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path itself. So a meditation here isn't just formal sitting, though that can be part of it.
Oh, I see. It's broader. It's about actively living those eight principles, right understanding, right thought, right speech, and so on in your daily life.
Yes. It's about taking these principles off the cushion, moving them from just intellectual ideas into your actual moment-to-moment experience, training yourself constantly.
Okay, that makes sense. It's meditation in life, not just separate from life.
Pretty.
So for you listening, whether you're, you know, just dealing with everyday stress or facing really big challenges, or maybe just curious about finding more peace, this provides a really solid ancient framework.
It's a way to get practical insights quickly, grounded in wisdom that's stood the test of time.
Okay, as we sort of move towards wrapping up, let's talk about the benefits. What does this kind of meditation, born from heedfulness, actually do for us, according to the talk?
Brother Teo lists quite a few compelling ones. The first is probably inner peace.
That sense of calm, even when things are chaotic.
Exactly. Which he says can lead to piti, a kind of meditative joy, and sukha, which is more like mental bliss or well-being.
And prasadi.
Tranquility, a deep calm settling over the mind.
Nice. And that peace obviously supports general inner well-being, right?
Yeah.
A better mental and emotional state overall.
Definitely. When you're not constantly churned up by worry, you just feel more balanced.
Which leads to another benefit. Clarity of mind.
Yeah, being less tangled up in negative thought loops, seeing things a bit more clearly, more objectively.
And from that clarity, wisdom can arise.
That's the idea. Seeing things as they truly are. Understanding suffering, its cause, and the way out. That deeper insight.
He also mentioned some pretty practical benefits, too.
Like better sleep.
Yeah, and being more efficient at work or studying or whatever you're doing. A calmer, more focused mind just works better.
Makes sense.
And I like this last one, becoming a blessing to all.
Through our virtuous actions and thoughts, yeah. When we cultivate these qualities internally, it naturally spills over into how we interact with the world.
Of course, getting there isn't always easy.
Yeah.
He does mention the obstacles.
The 5 mental hindrances. Always good to be aware of those.
Sensual desire, ill will or anger, sleepiness and dullness,
restlessness and worry, and finally, skeptical doubt.
Yeah, these are the common roadblocks, the static that interferes with developing that mindfulness and concentration.
Recognizing them when they pop up is absolutely key to working with them. You can't overcome something if you don't even see it.
Very true. Now, on the practical side, he talks about right thought, part of the Eightfold Path.
Specifically, the Brahma Viharas, the divine abodes.
Loving kindness, metta, compassion, karu.
Sympathetic joy, mudita, being happy for others' happiness, and equanimity, upekkha.
And he uses that story, the one about the husband and wife.
Yeah, the relatable anecdote. It shows how applying metta, that loving kindness and understanding, even when you're annoyed, can completely change a dynamic.
It brings it down to earth. It shows how these aren't just like high-minded ideals, but actual tools you can use in your relationships right now.
Exactly. A simple shift in intention in the quality of your thought can make a huge difference.
And finally, there's this emphasis on wisdom in accepting reality.
Not reacting automatically with negativity. He uses that adoption example, right?
Yeah. Facing a difficult situation, but instead of immediate upset, pausing, approaching it with clarity, grounded in the Eightfold Path to make a wiser choice.
It highlights that we always have a choice in how we respond, even to really tough circumstances. We can't always control what happens to us.
But we can control our response.
Exactly. And that response is where heedfulness and the path come in.
So wrapping it all up, this journey towards, you know, peace and freedom from suffering, it really seemed to start with heedfulness.
That mindful awareness, moment by moment, coupled with that continuous effort along the path.
It gives us a framework, not just for coping, but for actually transforming how we relate to ourselves or challenges the whole world, really.
Well said. It's a profound shift in perspective.
So for you listening, as you think about all this, what part of heedfulness, or maybe one of the benefits of meditation we talked about, really strikes a chord with you right now?
And maybe more importantly, what's one small practical thing you could do, maybe even today, to explore that a little bit more in your own life?
Something to consider. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
They summarized it quite well. Actually, consider very well. But you need to have some form of understanding to summarize it. That's why some of these AI, they're not bad. But you must know how to prompt them. You want them to do what? Then they can do for you. That's why with this AI tool, a lot of good things can arise. Like I say, it's not technology to be blamed. It's the user of technology. You know how to use it, they can really help you. But something quite amazing is how they have this understanding of the basic Buddhist teaching. That one very important. So from the very basic Buddhist teaching, which is what society is having now, they are learning all this theory knowledge, but not practical. Then this AI make it like what I share was so practical and so like relevant to life, and like it's not something that is impossible. Enlightenment in the here and now is possible, and how to resolve problem, life situation, issue, the realities of life. Actually, this is basically what the teaching is. Then he also picked up the part where I use modern terminology instead of traditional reality that is very dull for younger people and modern society people. You always talk birth, old age, sickness and death, separation. They don't know what the hell you are talking about. But you tell them health problem, disease, dementia, then they can relate. Then death, the tragic of disease, sickness, and nature's disaster, all the same. And then when you talk about separation, death of a loved one, separation due to relationship problem, then separation due to nature's disaster, economic disaster, or economic what they call crisis. So all this, the people can relate. Then you talk about career problem. Then when you are with people whom you don't like, you give all the example, people that can harass you, cause you problem. So all this bring out the teaching. Then when people listen, they pay attention. Then if they listen properly, it will help them and teach them how to resolve all this. Then he managed to catch the meaning of the Four Noble Truths, the essence of the Buddha's teaching, the reality of life and existence, the eight conditions that can manifest suffering. Then there is a cause behind craving, attachment, clinging, grasping, born of Sakkaya Ditthi. Basically behind is ignorance. Then after that, suffering need not be enlightenment in the here and now. Cessation of suffering can be realized. Then the path that lead to it. And he see the beauty of how I apply the Noble Eightfold Path. That's why all this, when it come out into the YouTube and the video, especially Westerner, because these two, that dialogue appear like Westerner, the sound, the voice like Westerner. So they really look into it. And I think the Western people, they are very good at summarizing things and bringing out the essence. Like he said, what are the things that you can get from this talk? I think you're not wrong. Sui An just input the whole book. You input the whole book. Oh, okay. That one take a while. So I think they will be very interested. Yeah, the whole Heart Sutta now go in. Let the AI come back. Well, last time he sent in the other one, also very good. I didn't send out to you all. That one was based on a YouTube video one. The three period of time. Then transient nature of existence, the present moment, past, present and future, all the same. Then they realized that I came out with this explanation which they all cannot find anywhere. He said, I gave the example of reality of life and existence. So what is reality? Then they like it when I say, whatever happened, as real it can be, like I give the example, since birth until now, you cannot deny you have experienced or passed through those phases of life. Then I ask, is it real? So at first people cannot say, yeah, real, that's what I went through. But you can only recall through memory. So memory is what? Consciousness, memory, what they call idea. So if people who know you no longer exist, then there is no memory about you. Then basically, technically, you like don't exist. Or they like that understanding, or that understanding they say is very good. That's why apparent reality, the empty nature of existence. So all this, people cannot explain last time. They only use the word anatta. Then they dare not even use the word unreal. They always use a standard term, not a permanent unchanging entity, non-self, all the thing. If you just use the word, the technical term, actually very difficult to bring about understanding. That's why this real teaching, you need those who have penetrated, realized, to explain to you in the way that normal people can develop the understanding. And then when they reflect, they contemplate, then they realize, yeah, not so real, not what you think. Actually, the whole of life, existence, like I explained, you can relate to time. Your existence is to go through time. And when you go through time, that is what life is all about. Then we can define time, the whole spectrum of time, past, present, and future. Then of these three, which is a reality. Then when we zero out, I point out very clearly that past already gone, not a reality. Future yet to come, also not a reality. Then the only reality is the present moment. Moment to moment, life arises and passes by. What are you doing? If you are not mindful, you cannot live the moment, understand? The split second is gone. Split second is gone. It's so transient. And that is the only reality here. So how real can life be? It's just moment to moment of conscious experience. And this conscious experience is not a being behind itself. It's just the thought process following the law of dependent origination, based on your conditioning, your views, your ideology, your whatever belief system, tradition, even all the concept and word that thought coin out, like patriotism and all these things, then you can like compassion, human, what they call it, humanity science, and all these things. All these are idea. But the real one is, it's just a thought, moment to moment, arising and passing away. And all these ideas are just nothing more than a conscious moment. Consciousness is contained within, following the karmic process, the conditioning. So all this, you are not mindful and aware, you cannot see. But only the awareness nature within can observe, see, and understand. If you are in the thought process, you are being drawn and sucked into it. And to you, it's like very real. You like the cinema show, a white screen and all things. The first talk was the cinema show white screen. They find that very interesting, the analogy. As real it can be, with all the color, shape and sound, the lighting, the interplay of what they call technical condition behind. Then the cinema show or the video or the what they call the thing that you project onto the screen appears so real. Then living being can be actually drawn into it. Then when the cinema show over, they realize it's a blank screen. There was nothing in front. So all these are causes and conditions projected by technology, and so on. Then it like animates into something so real. So when you use your thought to fantasize, it's like seeing a cinema show. That's why this one creates what they call mental formation for you to see. Project all these images for you to see. Then when you dream, it's the same. So it's not really a reality. It's an apparent reality projected by consciousness and its content, the thought, nothing more than that. That's why it's the mundane mind. The mundane mind that creates a psychological thinking, projection, and manifestation. That's why the Buddha gave the analogy of a magician. He said, consciousness is like a magician, the greatest magician. And we know a magician is like an illusionist, create illusion for you to see. Actually, all the thing that is conjured by our mundane mind, through the psychological thinking and memory, they are illusionary. That's why we live in a phenomenal world of illusion, illusionary world. no reality at all. You cannot catch, you cannot drop. Because just moment to moment, the conscious moment, keep on arising and passing away. But we hold on to it, cling on to it, grasp on to it, and create a lot of excitement and story over here. That's how you deludedly grab, attach, because you want things your way. You don't know the nature's law that governs life and existence. You don't understand that the movement is according to what the Buddha has realized. When the condition is set, things will be the way it is, cannot be otherwise. And that moment is a continuous flow. Always remember that. You like or you don't like, nothing to do with that nature's condition. If you want things your way, which is not allowable, you suffer. You become afflicted, miserable. So understand this. Then you will come to that wisdom which is very penetrating. Whatever happens, accept the reality of the moment. Be at peace. Have clarity. That's why that talk from that book, what they like is benefits of meditation. It leads to inner peace, inner well-being. You can experience piti, sukha. Then you have clarity of mind. Then after that, your positive mind state, the inner peace, inner well-being, give you a very good and stable vibration, which is without the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Whereas the other one, the fear, the worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, and the depressive mind state, these are the ones that have very negative energy and vibration. And when you have a lot of this fear, especially fear, born of stress, worry, anxiety, your immune system affected. That's how you succumb to traumatic critical diseases like cancer, stroke, then a lot of other related sickness and disease. But when you have positive mind state, born of benefits of meditation, your vibration becomes very positive. So this one can help you to calm down, to develop the ability to recuperate and heal your body. Then all your cells recover to become healthy cells, no more mutated. The scientists did the experiment, you know. They take water sample from various locations, then they put under the microscope. Places where there is very good nature's vibration, no pollution, no distortion of nature's vibration, the crystals come out very beautiful. But they take from the noisy, polluted city and all those things, they realize the cell within the structure mutate and the beauty is gone. So all this can give us the understanding that that is the way things are. So as a human being, our body is almost 80% liquid now. If every day you subject that liquid in your body to all this wrong thought that you create, all this emotion, the bosong emotion that you create, your crystal will really deteriorate, mutate, and your health will be affected. But if you have love, compassion, inner peace, inner well-being, tranquility, stillness, this mind state actually bring about healing within your system. That's why the benefits of awareness-based meditation compared to the other one, the untrained mind, which is heedless, is world apart. So when you see this, you determine to actually be heedful, be mindful, then train yourself, then develop the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path, stabilize understanding. Then you will have the good life. You are incapable of negativity. Okay? Okay. I think we use this time for our preliminary closing ceremony. You look at the original program, 7:30 to 9:15 today, we're supposed to have this closing ceremony, part one. Formal introduction and personal sharing, come feedback by all retreat participants or yogi, including suggestion, if any, from them on how to improve on future retreat program. So you make use of this. We'll go around one by one. Because last time my program was for a smaller group. This one, one person 5 minutes, times 40, 200 minutes. 3 hours plus. So we don't have that time. No, some people got a lot of things to share. 5 minutes, nothing. No, that one different. You haven't really come across somebody who progress. I tell you, a lot to share. Like yesterday's song. Brother Song haven't finished. Okay, let song finish, then we start. This one is song, not bu song.
Lai dao liao, Cameron. The moment I enter liao zhe ge temple, wah, quan shen dou zai vibrating. So jiao, oh, mindfulness, oh, dao le yi ge, yi ge level. Then jiu zai chi fan de shi hou, wah, li mian jiu immediate de jiu zhang zi, silent diao liao. Then 那个满天麦就在上面就哇吼，他 acting like the memory 吼，我真是看他是因为我在舞台上 silent 了以后没有讲话，连这一次他又 silent 的时候，那个麦就讲，哎，你是 committee 嘞，你 silent 了怎样吼 ，how to work 吼，哇，那个上面一次吼 ，but surprising that 这一次。我要讲话，我可以讲话，但是我一没有讲话，我是在 silent 里面。
对，That understanding will happen because this mano, the thought, they are actually not your friend. They actually can condition you into delusion and negativity. That's why it will prompt you. Hey, you committee member, no, you silent. Like the Mara, come and threaten you. You are. He told the Buddha, no, you cannot sit here. No. They want to attack him. So all this is the way of the Sankara activity, the thought process. Last time I told him, don't go and analyze. Don't go and do the reasoning. It's all from the memory, from the thought. So stay here. And now stay here, the test is up here. I'm telling you all the reason and justification that you shouldn't stay there. It's like the Mara don't want you to meditate and don't want you to be in that state. But this time, more stable, he understands. That's why he doesn't succumb to the trick played by this mundane thinking, the mundane suggestion from his own mundane mind. So this is very important. As cultivator of the way, you will know. Then like Alicia last night go to depression, he tell the wrong thought, enough. What did he say? You have deceived me. You have actually caused me so much suffering. Immediately subside. Because when you have awakened from that noble truth of suffering and the cause behind, you know it's all due to wrong thought. It's only wrong thought that can condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your depression, your suicidal thought, all the things. Then why do you want to think the wrong thought? That's why when he heard me share the first and second noble truth, there is like the light at the end of the tunnel. There is a bright smile, very, very subtle. Then I knew, got deep already. Then after that, she recovered. Then she try to develop understanding of what she hear. Then I say, noble eightfold path, no negativity. And then he starts to think of wholesome thing, virtuous thing, do something for the world, do something to help people. Then from there, the mind becomes different. the peace come, the joy come. He always say Farsi singer in Mandarin. You understand? Not? Farsi, the direct translation is what? Dhamma joy. Dhamma joy. A lot of joy inside there. So all this, they will manifest when you have the Dhamma understanding. Good, continue.
我每一次来retreat的第一天，我就有去大雄宝殿做我的 aspiration，就是说，我希望在这一个 retreat 里面，我要做什么啊？来，这一次，我的aspirations，我是要stabilize 我的 silent mind，and then 我要 penetrate 这个 wisdom，然后就过后就开始 meditate 的时候。 就开始上课了以后，我就一直 maintain 我就把我的 awareness 在 maintain 在我的 heart 这一边，然后我就一直坐住，每天我只是坐着，就让他自己的去 move 啦，对，让他
nature the way it actually move and develop the penetrative transformation inside，don't go and like interfere mistrust。 Trust that nature's movement, silent, relax into it, and let it move. Then all the whatever understanding that it needs, the nature will absorb through the vibration. And when the vibration go in, the pure energy continue to open up. When I say open up, means not like open the door or whatever, no. Means activate all those nadis and chakra that's supposed to activate. Then it will transform your internal vibration. Every one of us got a parasympathetic nerve, your nervous system. That one vibrate one. There is life force inside there. Then if you know how to meditate, you know how to develop the tranquility and the stillness, it will bring about that very fine vibration. And the very fine vibration is very, very potent and very beautiful. It can assist you to understand many things, heal your whatever within your physical. It can help you recuperate. But as I said, body is still a body. You have this ability to have all this pure energy, pure vibration over a long period. Then the body, after that, if it can still succumb to sickness, disease, which is a natural process of the physical body, then you have to accept that reality. That's why nowadays, sometimes the cold weather, the chill, I still have mucus coming in, but it's not affecting me, because to me, it's nature's condition. I just accept it. That's why I need to sneeze, I will sneeze. No need to pine, just let it out. Okay, continue.
我就一直 stay 在这一边，同时也去听 brother 的 Dharma talk，就一直这样子。 Then that's why 我就 experience down，就那个 brother 你讲的，就是你 stay 在这边，只是 relax, aware 跟 enjoy，really是 enjoy， 你什么都不用做，就 relax 下来，stay， 然后就 enjoy，就这样子。 Then 就in between， 我就每一天这样子的，就 stay 在那一边。 Then 就有一天。 它就有一个，你就 aware 到你这边是很像一个 brightness 这样子，很像一个白板这样。 Then 有一个东西 arise 要去 cover 它，它慢慢的这样子起来，它要去 take over 要去 cover 这个白色的那个。 Then 我也不去理它，我 continue silent relax。 Then 那个东西它就慢慢就 subside 了，就又退去。 Then 不久后它又再来。 他又 arise， 他要去 cover up 那个东西，没有 words 的，然后他又推掉 few times， 但我都没有去理他，我就 relax， 我就这样子的 continue， 就过后就没有再来了，到了第四天的时候，那个morning 我们10点多 ，Barry 你是在讲那个 talk， 哇，那个魔送那些哈，我就坐在那个椅子那边就 silent relax 就一直这样子在听，当 吃饭的时候哈，你啊就想哦 ，lunch time 的时候，等我 come out from 那个 meditation 的时候，哇，我这里哈整个，你可以 feel 到你 understand 了，
哦，
他这里整个就 understand 这样子，没有 words 的，但是你 feel 到就是你整个 understand
from your nature， the understanding arises 啊。
连那个马爹妈也在上面，他很像在二楼看楼下讲，哎，what you understand， what you understand，
他要create memory，
create memory，
because you know why when he listen from here， actually the wisdom go in there， that vibration， the wisdom energy actually go in there， that's why after he come out of the meditation， you like， hey， how come now differently， now everything become so clear。Like I told you, I went into the oneness. Before that, I have a glimpse. Then I went into the oneness. Then when I came out of it, I understood everything. Then on the way down, when I go home from the bus, I saw the sense data all coming. I haven't fully come out now that time. That time, I still silent now. Like you don't want to talk. Whoever greet you, even the monk,He looked at me, he smiled, he tried to talk to me, I just put up my hand, I also already did a smile. Then he talked to Pearly, you know, wave, Pearly. He said, you look at Brother Theo, he is so different, is it? Completely still, tranquil. Like, completely without thought. And your facial expression is so serene.So tranquil, so still. And people who can see, they know this person has transformed. That's why after that, you become very different. So this one is the beginning. Then I have to explain the dark thing, try to cover. Yeah, all these are like the test. Understand? If it comes and test, your mundane mind will tell you, Ayo!My this luminous light, bright, if he go and cover, gone, no. Understand? Then you want to do something, you finish it. The moment you want to do something, the mundane activity start already. Then that thing really cover. Wow, then you like, busaw. But what he did is continue with the trust, just let it be. All this negative test or whatever,They cannot move when you have the wisdom to accept the reality. That's why it disperses. Come again, disperse. Come again, disperse. Then finally, no more. Then after that, he came up from the meditation. Right? That aha moment, like inside the Buddha said, Pachetang can be realized by the wise each for themselves. The understanding...already there. Then he know. Then all the things that he listened, almost every session when we do the sharing, there is a lot of joy, relax, then maintain the stillness inside. From there, a lot of joy. That's why relax, enjoy, like what my last guide told me. That is basically the way to live life.No need to like stir your mind, be affected. No need to use your rational thinking and reasoning to try to come out with whatever understanding. That one is the thought, cannot give you understanding. That one give you a lot of idea. Idea is not wisdom. That's why you can have the wisdom to clearly understand this.Then you will understand the beauty of the fourth support, trust. Just trust your nature. Don't interfere. Then everything will be okay. Relax into whatever mind state arises and let things be. Yeah. Very good. Continue. Yeah.
那个时候你 feel 到里面就是 understand, 但是你不 understand 什么、哦、但是你就是知道哇Understanding, 所以在吃饭的时候就很多那个比低很多的 joy 哦，然后我就又在 continue 的就 silent 哦。The next day 啊，初一那一天的下午四点，我就坐在后面那个椅子，我 continue 这样 silent 很 subtle, 很 fine 的哦的 vibration, 像是慢慢的哦，来，就哦，它没有 words, 它就叫慢慢，很慢，很 subtle, 很细，你要 fully 的 aware 啊、
yeah, yeah, yeah.
它就来到了你的这个 form and mind。诶，我的 form and mind 就知道是什么东西
yeah, yeah, yeah.
但是没有 word 他就知道 acceptance、
yeah.
哇 他因为他很 fine 很细，我都是我在很 silent 很 relax 里面，哇不可以坐在那边啊，因为你要他那个 acceptance、啊、哇我就后来我就起来我就下去去走、哦、我就在大雄宝殿旁边这样慢慢的走哦啊，里面又在念经，我就又跟那个哦念经哦，就在一起，我就让他慢慢的，就让那个那他 actually 如果是以前是很 cross 的那种啊 joys 啊，
对，
但是他现在还不是，就是他很 silent， 但是你就是不能够做，你要去走去走，给他慢慢的 stabilize 啊 stabilize， 当我一 stabilize 了以后。那个 understanding 就真正的出来是说当你啊当你有了 acceptance 了以后 everything 就 OK 了
yeah, yeah.、Oh, when you go for a relaxed walk your mind settle down and that's although that joy the pity the very fine vibration you can actually continue to sit down there and relax and maintain but it's better go for a walk、then once that one settle down then like he saidThe mind developed the ability to actually allow the wisdom and understanding all to arise. That's why suddenly he realized that the moment that things settle down, the joy, the understanding keep on arising. That is the way cultivator will develop it and transform. And throughout this awareness-based meditation, as you develop the progress, a lot of things will happen along the way. For me, since 89, 36 years already, it's still continuing, unending. That's why I use the word unending. Because wisdom is not something that you think you understand, finish. It can be perfected until it's a perfection. But more important is when we come to the existential world,The understanding that we develop in the existential world is the conditioned Dhamma's understanding. Understand not? As far as the unconditioned, you can actually penetrate and finish off. You know already the unconditioned world's Dhamma is like that, finish. Well, that one, the conditioned world don't happen. That's why in the Heart Sutta say, when in true emptiness, all these things that the conditioned world experience don't have.But when it talk about learning, understanding life, understand? At that time of wisdom within the conditioned world is unending. Because civilization keep on evolving. And different era, different civilization. So there are a lot of things in life and existence that you can experience, that you can develop the understanding. That's why I use the word understanding is unending.You cannot say you have understand the whole thing. That one, the unconditioned Dhamma, yes. But the conditioned Dhamma, unending one. Because the whole universe is so immense, or keep on evolving. And you have to go through all this. That's why the Bodhisattva way takes so long. There is a reason. You have to actually go through this training, the extensive, what we call, process.Of cultivation. Every segment you come, you cultivate every segment. Then you keep on taking birth in different plane of existence. And coming back even to our human rhyme, there are era where the evolution is very different. Like if you come back to the earth, we have recorded history of 5,000 plus years. If you have come back the first 5,000 years,Still very primitive, understand? Only the recent century, or I should say the last 4 or 5 decades, we progress very far. Then you see existence, the human consciousness evolve until so sophisticated, so different. So this era you will learn different things. You will experience different things. Then through your cultivation, when you have the stability or understanding everything, then you know all these are wonderful existence that we can experience. That's why I say the age that I was born until now, and maybe another decade, is the golden era. Where every decade, I see a lot of beautiful existential evolution more. And the last few decades is faster and faster. And for you to have the condition to witness all this is not easy. That's why you must know how to come. Choose to come at the era where you can learn a lot of things. Okay? Yeah, very good. Continue.
So, 那个 acceptance 的 understanding 了过后，哇， 真的是很 profound。 Then the next day morning, 我早上在 普贤菩萨那边静坐， 完了以后我一出来， 我就 realize 那个 第三 那个 Monday mind project out to 那个 phenomenal world。
Yeah, yeah.
它里面就 understand 从那个第三个的 project 出去，
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. 然后我就整个就明白， 哦， 这整个的 world 是我们里面 project 出去的，
yeah,
哦， 等那个， 等一下我讲， 哇， 一 project 出去， 那么我是就上来了，
yeah,
yeah. 最后那个， 一切为心造，
yeah, yeah,
哇， 的 understanding 就 arise 了，
yeah, yeah. Mind make are they 为心造， your mind created them。 That's why last time during the talk beginning of last year, yeah, when you we go through the book Ultimate Enlightenment to Transcend Life, he already mentioned at that time, when he saw the whiteboard at that time, he said, 当你的 psychological mind arrive, when your psychological thinking arrive, the world arrive. Actually, at that time he already have the wisdom, but stability of it not there. But now the stability, when he saw it projected, understand? And he saw it happening, then he realized from this third circle, the pure awareness nature, that mundane mind come out and project. And this whole thing becomes so clear. And this is seeing it from here now. Understand? Not understanding it from theory after I tell you. Understand? That is a big difference. That's why after this, his understanding was stabilized. Then not long, he can share, he can teach. That's why the teaching, the real one, is not what you think. You have not developed the stability or inner awareness. You are not connected to the gateway. There is no way you can have this type of clarity and understanding. That's why that pure awareness nature, very powerful. It can realize a lot of things. It can awaken to a lot of things. But the form and mind must be connected to it. That's why Pachetang means only the wise one. You know who is the wise one? Right? After the wisdom come here, this form and mind become wise. Only this wise one can realize. Well, only the wise one can be in this state, understand, without thought. That's why you have to train your mind to be ever mindful, constantly meditating. Otherwise, you cannot realize all this understanding. Can follow on that? Okay, good.
然后我就发现到，诶，我那天 Bertie 你在读在讲回那本书的时候，我发现到，诶，我的 understanding 是 another people。 我去年的那个 understanding， 我以前的感觉上是很像还是在 knowledge 的那个 level，
but
这一次你好像是在 experience
那个时候你有看到了， but not stable， not stable。 但 这一次它现出来啊， become very clear。 That's why you have to constantly reflect， contemplate， silent。 Then every time whatever you encounter in life， whatever that arise from within， they are actually what they call wisdom pointer to prompt you to contemplate, to reflect, then to develop the understanding. Then once this one come out, whatever he contemplate, he understand. Whatever he contemplate, he understand. But that is how the awareness based meditation's nature behave. Before all those things manifest, you contemplate, you can only understand up to the level your nature has transformed. But as it transforms, you understand clearer, deeper, and it will continue to penetrate. That's why you realize that every time your people progress, then got condition, I share more, I share more, I share more. It's not because I don't want to share. Like the Buddha said, the handful of leaves is enough for you, Anasana. That's why the Heart Sutta came out first. Then after that, like the Buddha told the monk, what I have understood is like the leaf in the forest, no. That's why I say it's a lot. And all those things you cannot share and teach until living beings have the understanding of causes and conditions to receive all this. That's why you cannot rush on. Okay? Hopefully you understand that. In fact, last time, I think Ingby, they all will remember, I think many years back, I said there are so much things that my nature have understood, but I cannot share, we have no condition. Then later on, you all realize every retreat different. Every retreat different, every sharing different. Like this retreat, again different. Like maybe that they walk in and smile and say, well, till this year, a lot more went in. That's why Dhamma, the understanding when it arises, is unending, is because for those who have gone through the cultivation, the understanding you can never imagine on. That's why whatever you are, even a Jewish question or whatever question, that nature can answer you very clearly. Yeah. These are the things that nature has actually awakened to. It's like it understands it clearly. But to teach, I have to draw the four circles. I have to slowly start to explain. I have to use words. No? So every time you all listen to the word, like, it gives you some understanding. It gives you some understanding. But like maybe later on come to realize, a lot of things need clarification. No? That's why Chui asks. Then the more you ask, the more condition it arises. Then I can explain further. Then people who are ready, they listen. This is new understanding, you know. That's why it's very different. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, yeah.
continue. 就其实我自己也 realize 那个看戏那个我们的
cinema
cinema 的，然后过后你一讲 cinema 的时候，哎，我讲哎 exactly 就是我也 realize 很像是一个 cinema 这样，不是你故意讲出来，我讲哎哦，就是那种 understanding 它是相应啊，相应啊，
is just your consciousness thought projection understand or not? perceive thing. Then you get like glue into it because so real, appears so real to you. Then when the show ends, the light on, you realize the white screen. All the sound system, the lighting, everything, go back to normal again. Then you realize it's an illusionary moment. That moment that you experience during the whole video or cinema show, can be 1 hour, 1.5 hour, is illusionary, not what you think. But everything project onto the cinema screen, then you, through your perception and memory, you just cling, hold. And then you, in your mental formation, after the show over, you can still continue with the dialogue inside Anasana. And you can create more idea, or if the ending had been different, it will be even more interesting. Like you want to be a director inside the show. So all this is what mundane activity, mundane thinking all about. So when you understand, it becomes very different. Mm. Very good, Sadhu. Yeah.
然后就到了昨天早上就 after 因为真的是那个 understanding 它 stabilized 了慢慢 然后 我一听 Virgil 你的 explanation 是 match 的时候哇整个就很像很 stable 那种你就是知道 就是明白然后慢慢自己也很像自己也明白 自己的 understanding 再加上 Virgil 你的 explanation 哇就很像更 stable 更 deeper
所以是昨天早上我下去做了早课完了以后我一抬起头我就看到那个梅罗加纳的那个梅罗加纳的那个这边就发光这样子然后我一看到讲哦OK好搞定然后我就再看过去普贤菩萨普贤菩萨也这样我讲OK我的师父也这样OK就不过就我在这一次我go
through了以后
我想我们的那个Sankara 它很像梦这样子我的understanding就是说它像梦这样子轻轻的来它轻轻的来但是因为 因为Sakaya弟弟 阿弥陀 你就去hold他 他就跑进了你的那个 pure awareness 里面就变成了Monday mind 它就变成了thought 然后就那个 thought 就 arise 了 那个每一个 thought 你的我们的每一个 thought 是 arising passing arising passing 它是生死生死 那么每一个 thought 它又 arise 那个 energy 这个 energy 是一个 karmic energy
karmic energy
non-stop 的这个 arising 像生死生死生死
like the 轮回
对然后我想 我们每一个人 你就一直在这个 samsara 里面就一直的这样子的 travel 就因为这个东西 这个梦 这个 dream slide 让你认为是因为 Sakaya 弟弟 你认为是 real 的 你就过它 然后他就 push 你 你就每一次就这样 哇 non-stop 没有 full stop 的这个生死 只有这个 Buddha Dharma 只有这个 cultivation 它才能够让这个 traveling stop 哇 very very profound
是啊然后就其实我的
understanding 是当我在那个 silent mind 的时候那个东西这样子来的时候 我的 understanding 是 你的那个本来你是在你的 pure awareness 你的 pure awareness 是 always there 的 你在 relax 的时候 你 aware relax 它就是在那一边 但是 out of the 你的 Sakaya 弟弟 其实那个东西 arise 我的 understanding 是你的那个 sense data 来 它要来 take over 但是它一直这样子 arise 它的那个 arise 是 due to the habitual tendency 因为你的 habitual tendency 那个 sense data 一来 然后你的 avijja 你就去 cling 它 the moment 一 cling 那个 sense data 就 cover up 你的 pure nature 你的 pure nature 然后就变成了 consciousness
lost in thought
对 by aggregate of form and mind 就 arise 了 但是它就 immediately 它 from 你的 heart 这一边 它就上来在 你的这一边 你的 brain 这一边 actually 如果我们的 mindfulness 够 stable 够 silent 的话 你会在你的 mindfulness 去看到那个 thought exactly 就是一个 它有很像看戏这样 它是有 image 的
it's like you are dreaming
对
you are going through a dream state That's why the Buddha, in his teaching, he gave you the analogy of Sankara. What is it? Banana stand. Don't go and waste time. You go and peel. Every layer you go and peel. Finally, at the core of it, nothing. But you cling, you grasp. That's why every layer you think, very nice, very nice. You, instead of peeling the layer, you add layer. Add layer. And like, your knowledge continue to build up the word until it's so thick
You've forgotten that at the core of it, empty. So to transcend all this delusion, to sever and to root it out, you have to have the direct seeing to see clearly that all these are mind-made, no reality, come and go, arise and pass away, arise and pass away. So the only reality is the present moment, highest in life, and yet it's so transient that you will realize that think also like that, don't think also like that. Then you realize thinking is for living. If it's not for the existential living, you don't need to think. Think for what? And then the penetrative understanding will come, no? Like the Buddha's word, like your morning chanting chant. Sabbe sankara anicchang. Means what? All sankara is impermanent. Come and go, come and go. That's how. After that, you somehow cannot see. That's sabbe sankara dukkhang. If like song saw, you go out and lash onto it, give meaning, cling, grasp, and continue to create the story, then it brings about suffering. That's like all sankara. No amount of analysis, thinking, and reasoning can give you the wisdom. The more you think, the more you create sankara, it will bring about suffering. Because your wisdom has not penetrated until you can accept everything. The acceptance that he realized is very powerful, very important. Whatever arises, that is the reality. So learn to see things as they are. You have to accept first. Then you act. That is the understanding of the living Dhamma. Otherwise, you cannot penetrate. Then you penetrate already when you have seen clear enough until you realize every instant, every moment is just the thought's projection, understand? The mano arising and passing away. But that is the present moment, understand? Then you cannot silent and stay with the present moment. You are lost in thought, understand? Perpetually lost in thought, like you know, samsara become eternity, traveler in space and time. That is how delusion can actually draw you. And actually it's like a dream state, it's just consciousness, like the images on the other side. Like the cinema show, you think very real. All these are mind-make, images. So wake up, then understand, then you will know, sabbe sankara anicchang. Sabbe sankara dukkhang, then sabbe dhamma anatta. Dhamma anatta means all of dhamma, whether conditioned dhamma or unconditioned dhamma. Your dhamma in Pali, the Buddha explained two types: sankata dhamma and asankata dhamma. Conditioned dhamma and the unconditioned dhamma. Understand? That's why all of dhamma is anatta, not only the conditioned dhamma. Even here at the third circle, understand? The pure awareness. It's not a being, understand? The asankata dhamma, the unconditioned dhamma inside the third circle, is also anatta, understand? Non-self, not a permanent unchanged entity. You cannot cling, you can, that's why I say, you cannot come out and live life, understand? But that one is just a nature, pure nature. So all this understanding, if you penetrate, you can understand. If you don't penetrate, you cannot understand. Then you will be like Chui. You think when you are at the pure awareness, you are different. When you fall, like the other person asked me a question, from there, you fall and go to the mundane mind. Where got such thing? Understand? Well, that nature is that nature. That nature is always there. The moment your thought ceases, you are aware of it, and that's all. The five aggregates of form and mind can either be with the pure awareness without thought, or is lost in thought. You remember, I always give you the very important pointer. Man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are aware within the moment, fully aware, then you can know what is going on. You can observe the reality, all the movement and all those things. Then you can understand how your mundane mind stir, how the habitual tendency condition you into all this. Then how your views, opinion, conditioning phobia, memory, insecurity play trick on you. Yeah, these are all mind state that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. So that one, when it is fully aware, it is with the moment to understand life, to actually witness the reality that everything is very pristine, very wonderful. But if you are not there, means not with the pure awareness, where are you? Lost in thought. So, like song say, creating your own story, and that dreamlike thing draw you away. Then karmic consciousness. Every time you put song, is your karmic consciousness, and like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. So all these are what we call the karmic mental intention that condition the karmic movement. That's how you become what you are. You are born of your karma, add to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma. And you are what you are because of your karma. So all this, the cultivator of the way will see very clearly. Whenever you are not here, you are lost in thought. Without wisdom, this fellow, what will happen to you? Without wisdom, you become heedless. Yeah? And when you become heedless, you go Holland already. You're no longer in existence. In the sense that you really live life. Means you have debated. Gone until Holland. Don't know how to come back. So all this is what the teaching is all about, and it's capable of being understood if you do the awareness-based meditation. Very good. How you? Alicia, Pao Chi, Nian Qing, you see, man?
No. They always say, just me talk more a day. Actually, many things can talk. Okay, I see, I want to end, I want to give others, Ganita a chance. 但是 bro 就最后我想 share 给Ganita 我自己的这个 understanding， 我 summarize from 我的 understanding， 我去 summarize， 我以很 simple 的wording 给大家清楚知道这条道路。我们在外面，你去所有的道场，你去所有的这些地区，他是跟你讲 Buddha 的 wording。哦，然后跟你讲哦，你要 cultivate， 你要这个，但是他没有那个 way， 他没有那个 path， 他没有那个 direction， 你要 cultivate 什么，你要怎样做，哦，但你是每，然后你每天只是这样子的，哦， silent， 人家是不讲 silent 的，哦，他们很多都是 top based， 哦，其实阿恰在泰国，他有跟我讲，他说你做 top， 他讲，他没有讲 top based， 他讲当你 cultivate 到某一个很多年了以后，你的 insight 你会 build out 一个光，有一些人是很像 crystal light， 有一些是 LED light， 有一些很像是那个 jet 这样子。他说，哎，你就一直好去 build out 它，然后他就讲，哎，很奇怪的，这么你没有。他就想，这么你没有，因为他知道我的那个 tradition 是很 senior 的。他说应该会有了的，但是他讲，这么你会没有，因为我们是在 relax 里面，在 aware 里面，我们没有去 build out 那个 energy。
对对对。
所以你在 concentration 里面 without the knowing， 你去 build up 那个 jhana 那个 energy build up， 它就变成一个 light 在你的 body 里面。连那个 Mara 在上面，他就看，
对，
你这个人有功夫，
yeah.
我就来找你。So this is 这个就是他的 reason。
Yeah,
所以说你走 top base， 你走 energy base 的人， 你到最后你会 entangle 很多的 problem，
yeah.
就是在这一边。
沙丘，沙丘 ，rejoice 啊。
那。我那时我在泰国2016年我第一次带这个哈苏特拉去泰国，我就在 因为那个是我的 self retreat 过后、
oh, okay.
我就每一天晚上我就在读哈苏特拉，当我第一次我一看到这四个塞格的时候，我 full of joy、嗯、我从这四个塞格里面我就知道我怎样回去那个 source，
对，
我怎样回家
沙的、嗯、
你在外面你从来没有听过，
对对，
怎样回去，很多人跟你讲你要 cessation， 你要做阿拉汉，你要怎样怎样做，你跟我讲怎样做。
Because their problem is what is sati also they don't know. So without sati, you cannot develop awareness based meditation like he come to know. They only can focus, concentrate and so on, develop all the jhanic experience. And that is all thought based. That's why that one cannot even come near to touch the pure awareness nature. That's why they cannot do. There is no way. And you have experience. Everywhere you go, even Brother Wong also, you know, everywhere he go, before he came to my talk, he very convinced thought base cannot penetrate. Because the instrument itself limits him. That's why after that he got faith, he tried. Then this retreat, he becomes so different. Very good, Sadhu.
So, 这四个就是一个 indication， 一个 way， 让你清清楚楚的怎样回去那个 source 里面，怎样回去 cessation。你把外面 OK， 第一个球就是你的外面的这个 phenomena。你把它第一粒球你把它收回来到这边的第三粒球，你的 form and mind 这一边去 cultivate 了以后，下来第二粒球 pure awareness 了以后，当你的 understanding stable 了以后，它会 everything cease 了以后，你就进入第一粒球，你就回去了。That's it， 四粒球带你回去 source 里面，
是的，
外面是没有这个 teaching， 外面是没有跟你讲怎样回去 source 里面，怎样回 cessation。只是四个 step， 你把外面的 phenomena 带回来这一边，你的 thought 这一边下来，你的 pure awareness stabilize 了以后，它就回去了，就在旁边四个 step 罢了。But in order to 做到这一个，有两个 essential 的cultivation 我们要去做的。第一个就是你一定要 build， 你一定要去 cultivate 我们的这个mindfulness。第二个是 understanding， 所以 understanding 你一定要去 learn 这个 essential dharma。如果你只是有awareness， 你看到，但是你不懂那个是什么。如果你有 understanding， 你知道你有没有这个 awareness 去 penetrate、
嗯、
所以这个 awareness 跟这个 understanding 它是很像一个鸟的那个翅膀 left and right， 它要 balance 的带住你走、嗯、然后你就会当你在你的 awareness 开始 stable 的时候，你会看到那个你会有 understanding， 那个 understanding 会bring 你的 mind 不会这样乱，它会more calm down。当你的 mind calm down 的时候，你的 mindfulness 又 improve。当你的 mindfulness 一 improve 的时候，你又能够 penetrate 这个 understanding， 你又看到那个 dharma， 你的 mind 又在 stable。所以它是两个、哦、你 support 我，我 support 你的，这样子的去 cultivate。那个 mindfulness cultivate 是来 stabilize 你的 true mind。那个essential dharma understanding 呢，是 bring 那个 wisdom 让你去了解这个东西，这个东西非常非常的去很难的去 penetrate。 我这一次的 understanding， 当我了解哇这个梦哦，它就好像你在睡觉里面看到这样子，你真哦你在里面你怎样去 penetrate， 如果是没有 Buddha dharma， 没有这个 teaching， 没有这个 sharing， 所以非常的好、啊、很 deep 的这个 gratitude， 我感谢 Brother Teo、
嗯啊、
Brother Teo 你的 nature 就带出这个四个十个，让我们每一个人能够知道怎样回去那个 source 里面、
yeah.
This is a very important。 如果你不知道的话，你去 cultivate， 你 waste whole life， 你不知道你在做什么，因为你不知道你要做什么，你没有一个 direction。 但是 because of 这个四个 circle， 你有一个 direction， 你知道怎样回去，那么你就跟住好 Birdie 的 sharing 这些啊 teaching step by step 的去 cultivate， 你会慢慢慢慢的进去的。
嗯，
啊，我以前我也是好，什么都不会啊。以前我2008年我第一次来 Birdie 的 class 的时候，我来一个月 ，Birdie 在 share 那个啊 Fati Patana， 他跟我学的 tradition。哇，很大的 conflict 啊！哦，我不能够接受，等我就 lost 了五年，我离开了 Verdi 五年，所以我2013年我又再回来。当我回来的时候，我一整年，以前我们是讲很 basic 的那种 essential dharma， Verdi 就是 repeat 哈，那种 essential dharma， 我听了一整年。然后我就跟我讲2014年我还要来吗？好，不要就是一好每天都是哎呀发 angry 啦，这个 form 啦，这个 mind 啦，好就是那种 essential dharma 啦，每天一直哇的好。然后我2014年我讲我还要再来吗？然后我跟我自己讲，不要就每次一直 emphasize 在这个 teaching 里面，他有叫我们要去 cultivate 这个 part， 我没有做，我没有做，我讲 why not 我去 try， 我讲因为你只是知道，但是你没有去做，你没有去 cultivate。然后来我就 put in effort 我去做，我去做什么呢？我是做啊，我每一天做啊 religious routine 啊，就早上起来 pay respect 啊，念那个啊，就是好我们的那些布加 ，and then 我有空我就 meditate， 但是我就 determine 我每一个拜六我会洗衣，我以前洗衣是自己用手洗的。然后我就 determine 我每一个礼拜的拜六我洗衣的 20 minutes within the 20 minutes 我用这个洗衣的 这整个的 process 来 anchor 我的 mind来 train 我的 mind in, 来 study、我就每个拜六我就 determine 的就，所以我每次一洗衣的时候我就一直去 anchor 它跑掉 anchor 跑掉 anchor 你要去 train 的要去 train 的 finally 你会 come好，他一 touch 到那个啊 mindfulness， 你懂的。好，你会知道的。
The form of mindfulness
啊 ，so but 那个是一个 moment 罢了，让你知道什么是 mindfulness。然后你就要回去 daily 里面，在 daily 里面去 stabilize。你就要在你的行住坐卧，你的走
all action
all
movement all activity aware
啊 aware 不容易，真的是不容易。但是这整个的 cultivation， 它最后最重要的，你一定要有这个 five spiritual faculty。这个 five spiritual faculty 是它的一个 pillar， 它来 support 你。在这个 five spiritual faculty 的第一个 factor 就是 faith， 一定要有 faith， 要对你所学，你一定要对，要有怎样有 faith 呢？你一定要知道你在 cultivate 什么。你如果你连这四个十个连这个回家的这个道路你都不知道，这你在 cultivate 什么呢？你懂吗？你是没有 direction 的，所以你一定要有 understanding 了，你有 faith 说这个是我要走的，然后你就 put in the effort， 你就跟住那个好、哦、那个 cultivation 的慢 step by step 的去 cultivate。第二个，你一定要对这个 Buddha 对这个 Dharma 要有很 strong 的 faith。然后第三个，一定要对 brother deal 的 nature 要很 strong 的 faith、啊、因为 brother deal 的 nature 的 sharing 它在 guide 你，你要有这个 faith。 然后当你有很 strong 的这个 faith 的时候，它会变成一个 spiritual spiritual will 它会在你的这一边，它会推你的，它会 move 你的。当它一 move 你的时候，你就进入了 sati、其实 sati 不需要做什么的，你只要有 faith好、哦，他就会 move 你进去，所以这些 understanding 我们一定要去了解，还有这些 essential 的 dharma。所以我希望我今天的这个 simple 的这个啊、conclusions 能够给大家一个很 clear 的这个 picture。你在 cultivate 这个 Buddha dharma， 你在做什么？我们一定要了解我们在做什么，因为我们要是要了生死，我们要了生死，怎样了生死呢？所以这四个十个就让我们 understand 带我们怎样的去 go beyond go beyond. Kate kate, parakate, parasamkate, bohi swaha. 的意思是什么? 就是 rolling, rolling, roll 什么呢? Roll from 这个 roll from avijja cross to the vijja. Roll from the heelless cross to the heelful. Roll from the condition go to the unconditioned. 所以你以后一直 roll, 一直 roll. 所以这些全部都是一个 cultivation 来的, 一种 understanding 来的, 一种 effort 来的。
嗯，沙丢，so，我的
sharing 就今天就到这里。谢谢，来，我这里教一下，沙丢，沙丢，沙，very
good. Then to help you understand more, when he say, when he understand the four circles, so he make diligence, develop the spiritual faculty, and develop the sati. Then after that, when the daily mindfulness stabilize, he can see how this pure awareness nature create the mundane thingy. They rub off the what? The mano.
Yeah.
From here to here, the mundane thinking, the mano. This one moves very fast. So mind is a forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. So this one, when you are aware here, you can see this very clearly. Then when this one manifests, like what song come to know, it projects into the phenomenal world. And how it projects? Well, like I explained to you, as a human being also gone. You have your senses. Understand? So your six senses, they are the base for consciousness to arise. That's why this phenomenal world of consciousness is from your six senses. Six and all, the six and bases. So when you see how this mundane mind project into the world, then you let it return. Understand? Like you open your eye, everything created already, projected out. If your mind go out, means you are not here. You come out to the mundane mind. And this one, Sankara Sanya, create more idea, create more concept, create more attachment, clinging. Understand? So when you do that, you create the phenomenal world unending. Then if you stay here silent, then you close your eye, all creation gone. Then you realize, without the eye, you only got your thought inside, isn't it? The external phenomenal world is gone, isn't it? And this is the one, the five aggregate, keep on running, understand? Then from here, you want to return back to here, you need the essential Dhamma, like what Song realized. Not until the essential Dhamma become very clear, Sabbe Sankara Anicang, Sabbe Sankara Dukkang, Sabbe Dhamma Anatta, when you insight into phenomena, the three universal characteristics, then you understand why Sabbe Sankara Anicang. All Sankara activity is important. Come and go, you witness it from your pure awareness. You insight into phenomena. Then when you develop the what they call essential Dhamma understanding, you will not think, understand? Your think also like that, don't think also like that. Why? Because impermanent. All Sankara, impermanent. All Sankara finally at the core of it is empty. No matter how much thinking, how much creation, how much movement you follow, that one is Sankara. Mind make ade, karmic process, all entangled inside. So when you understand Sabbe Sankara Anicang, you will know no reality. Understand? There is impermanent, not a permanent unchanging entity. Then from there, you move on to the second one. There is nature's law that governs life. The reality is, what is? If one thing your way, which is not in accordance with the reality, you suffer. That one you know. Then Sabbe Sankara Sabbe Dhamma Anatta means all of Dhamma, whether conditioned or unconditioned, is also non-self, empty, not a permanent unchanging entity, not what you think. Then this flaw realizes itself that this is creation, this is samsara, this is suffering. Then it will start to silence, cease. Then you will return to this one. Then when this one silent,
realizes itself and silent, it will come back to here immediately. Then this one cannot cease unless the wisdom is stable enough to realize at least a glimpse of Nibbana. Then immediately from here, the pure awareness ceases, but one moment only. Understand? They call it a glimpse. Good enough. The sainthood way established already. But when your wisdom becomes more stable, like what Po Ching went through, went in long enough and come out, then you understand all this very clearly. You know. Then when it went in, everything ceases. You know. Even the pure awareness also ceases. That's why when she come out from that nature, she knew the first thing to come out is this one. The sainthood way cannot see one. Even Arahant also cannot see this one. How the nature come out. Because most of the time, they only a glimpse of, they develop the, what they call, basic wisdom to free. That's it. And they do no idea of what this thing is. Because they only make use of this through mindfulness. When they anchor their mind to their kaya, they got no thought. No thought in the midst of life means they are actually here, but they have not stabilized the awareness nature. They only anchor until continuous mindfulness, sati sambhajana, space between thought. Then they have less and less thinking. They become more and more heedful. But they don't know that this one needs to be stabilized, cultivated, and locate the gateway. They cannot do it. So what Brother Song shared with you is very important. Because this is his experience, his unique way. He lost for so long. Then finally, he determined to put into practice. The understanding is put into practice. Then only you can progress. You must have the faith, sadda, leading to the virya. Then from there, sati will come. Because when you already know the importance of this teaching, the beauty of this teaching and how unique this teaching is, because the Buddha is not only enlightened, he is fully enlightened. So develop that type of faith, understanding. And whenever you hear Dhamma that are very meaningful, very penetrative, and very useful for you to understand life, to transcend life, then determine, develop the strong faith, the virya, then cultivate the daily mindfulness, awareness-based meditation. The moment you hit the awareness-based meditation, you will see things as they are, you will understand. Then the essential Dhamma all will be understood. Then from there, very easy to gain release from the mundane mind. Understand? That is how you cultivate. Otherwise, you cannot. Yeah. So luckily, Song went through, he shared with you all.
I would like to request for Brother Teo to share the important special Dhamma short notes from 2013. Mm-hmm. The Surangama Sutra important special Dhamma.
Where is it?
Okay.
Brother Teo, before we end, I want to thank Brother Teo, the nature, the teaching, Brother, 你的这些 sharing， 还有你的 guidance， 哇，真的是哈，我以前真的一直在问，因为以前我一直 lost in the thought，我一直在问，我一直在 cultivate，我一直在 adjust 我自己，所以我一直在问 Brother，但 Brother 也哈，就一直很 耐心的一直在 guide我，一直在 fine tuning，that's why reporting is 非常的重要，对，因为 initially 你不明白的时候，你很难去 justify， 你很容易跑去隔壁的，所以你一定要有一个人一直在 guide 你。所以那个时候，以前 brother 都一直在 fine tuning 我 ，until 我到了一个 certain level 的时候 ，brother 才讲说 OK， 我已经开始到了那一边，我就比较放心的，再慢慢的去 cultivate。所以我要谢谢 brother 这些年你的这些 guidance， 还有 brother 最重要是那个 teaching。 这个的确是会讲话的，的确哈，会讲话的。很多的的确，你看苏丹里面全部是不讲话的，这个是会讲话的，是 living 啊
living
的，还可以 guide 的哈。所以我非常谢谢 Virgil 的这个啊 nature 的这个 guidance 啊。我也谢谢释迦牟尼佛，
yeah, yeah.
因为我发现到我跟释迦牟尼佛的 nature 有很 deep 的这个 affinity，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
不然我不会四年在印度流浪的时候，我每几个月我一定会 pass by 这个 holy places，
yeah, yeah.
我会住在那边，所以我真的是跟他有很 deep 的这个 affinity，
yeah, yeah.
那么我也要谢谢观世音菩萨
yeah, yeah.
他真的是哈、哦，他很像来一直来催这个野猴子，哦，我发现他一直在催我，哦，其实我有很多的 experience 都是观世音菩萨来 guide 的，哦，然后最后我要谢谢我的师父，就是普贤菩萨，他没有放弃我。这个野猴子跑了这么样多年，他一直在那边等着我回去。
Yeah,
yeah. 哦，说今年一月，哦，我回去了。
哈、哦，
我也 feel 到他来，所以因为我们一天在我第一天早上下去做禅定，我们在绕佛的时候，那我们在念那个观世音菩萨，我们在绕佛。
Yeah, yeah.
The moment 我一绕，我一走进普贤菩萨的那个territory 的时候，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
哇，我的眼泪会流的，哦，它会自己流。The moment 我一走去观世音菩萨那边的时候，它又 stop 了。The second 绕，我一绕回来的时候，我一走进去的时候，眼泪又自己会一直流的，一直流。
Yeah,
好，你一走出去到观世音那边又没有了。好，我就知道哈，那是第一天。然后那天初一的时候，我们在拜忏的时候，我们在 recite 那个南无本师释迦牟尼佛的时候，哇，那个哈 tears 又自己出来。然后他念那个文殊菩萨的时候，哎，又没有。那第三个他念普贤菩萨的时候，哇，自己又在出来。所以哈，我就知道我的师父哈，他没有放弃我，他都一直在等这个野猴子回来。说但是这个野猴子。Before 回去师父那边，我是谢谢观世音菩萨跟 Birdil 的 nature 都一直在盖着我，不然我也回不去我师父那一边。
Yeah,
所以我要谢谢，就杀毒杀毒杀毒。
That's why when he went with us Kayamita to Amesana, there he cried until not only tears, really like bawling.The tears, like funeral people cry, you know, very, very, what they call, deep inside, you know, that trigger. Then I remember he told me, when we were at Putos, Amesa, he said, 你回来了, because you have come back after for so long. That's why after that he know he got affinity with Pusen. Actually, at that time, we not supposed to go to Amesana. But somehow, I remember somebody informed me, I forgot who was it. I think it's a message from up there. He said, you should take your Kayamita to Amesana. Why? He said, at least got four of them. Very strong affinity.With Pusen Pusa. So these four really turn out really very strong affinity. That's why all this can happen. Anyway, we rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we have to start that second session. We are 10:22 already. Otherwise, not enough time. You all cannot finish. So I read again. Formal introduction.And personal sharing come feedback by all retreat participants or yogi, including suggestion, if any, from them on how to improve our future retreat program. So it's very easy. What you need to do is you just introduce yourself. Then tell the Kayamita where you from, means from what state you come from. No need to be so spiritual until where are you from. That one later. So you just introduce that. Tell us
how you actually come across the Buddha Dhamma? How long already? Then what makes you come to this retreat? Old people no need lah. Old people we know. The new people only have to tell us how you encounter our website and how you actually did the decide to come from that sharing. My nature will know what is your affinity and how come you can be here. And from the way you receive or don't receive, my nature also will know. Then after that, you can express your gratitude towards committee member, towards whoever who has actually make this retreat possible. Then we should also express our gratitude and thank everybody who has donated and also help in the support and providing of all the services to help committee to run this retreat smoothly. So far, so good. Then after that, you can share what actually happened during this retreat. Anything of particular significance, then you can also maybe develop the causes and conditions for other Kayamita to develop the faith. When they see you improve, develop the transformation, they also have the faith. I remember last time I sent the duckling on the video. At first, everyone tried. Nobody managed to go out. Then suddenly, one duckling managed to go out. Wow, everybody full of joy. Then after that, a lot motivated already. Then they did again the second time. Then second time, faster, more and more, one by one, one by one. And when more go out, wow, the rest all quickly, all go up. The mother hen is the best. Mother duck, hen, hen or duck? Duck. Oh, duck, not hen. Oh, duckling. Mother hen. Mother duck. He toileted long, he walked around up there, waiting for you to come out. You don't come out, your problem. Yeah, he already teach you how to struggle, how to sweep. So he like that. Then after all almost gone up, except one, that one, struggle, drop again, struggle, drop again. Finally, that one also went up. Everybody happy. All Kayamita will actually be able to develop that. Then Su Yi Sen one is very good. Open up and see. Now I go through you. That one is a special Dhamma, really. I also forgot already. I don't know why we didn't put in the appendix. Heart Sutta. Next time we can put this one in. You can see, this one, not only the four circle, the complete cultivation, is all here. You want to see clearer, you turn your phone like that, horizontal. Then very clear. Otherwise, sit near the Sui here. The screen here bigger. You see, the Surangama Sutra, Tuesday class sharing in my house. Important special Dhamma shared on the 12/2013, 12 years ago, from 8:30 to 10:30. So here, what I start off with, the Surangama Sutra's most profound quote, perception of form is consciousness, whereas it is not perception, is wisdom. Can see or not? This is to allow you to see things as they are before the knowing. And this is direct seeing, understand not? Then liberation is what? Very good. Together we recite. Lead to peace, love and joy, a free mind, enlightened living. We are the five spiritual faculty and Noble Eightfold Path. These are the pointer. These are the thing that make the cultivation clear. And this is what Song has been searching. Nobody can teach you this.
the perception of form is conscious is mundane seeing, understand not? Where is non-perception is wisdom is because the direct seeing, no word, nothing. You see things as they are. That's like, that is wisdom. That is understanding. Then after that, you have the four circle formation, which you already know, the source, the true mind, which is just pure awareness. Then the supramundane mind. Then, this is mundane mind. Oh, yeah. Correct. How the samsaric mind or the mundane mind becomes supramundane mind? Correct. Yeah. Because the supramundane mind is for those who already enlightened, understand not? If it's not enlightened, there's a line below the arrow bring you down to the samsaric mind. You saw that? That one is the mind, no, before you become enlightened. But it's actually the same mind. The one that has the wisdom become the supramundane mind. Like I told you, when my mundane mind collapses, what is left is the supramundane mind. So that is the one. Then the external phenomenal world. So whether it's a samsaric mind or the supramundane mind, it can live life, understand that? But this is the mind that comes with the five aggregate of forming mind. Samsaric mind is before your mundane mind collapse, understand that? Then supramundane mind is when you have the wisdom ready, your mundane mind has collapsed, that's why I throw it down, understand that? So no more already. Then supramundane mind. Then it can also understand the existential world or the phenomenal world. Means you are able to develop enlightened living. So enlightenment living is developed through the enlightened, heedful, aware most of the time. So when you are heedful, aware most of the time, then you can have the enlightenment living. Then the source, Nibbana, is oneness nature, or your original nature, or your true nature. Then true mind is just aware, cannot come out and live life, because just pure awareness nature before the thought or the knowing. Yeah. Then you can follow the samsaric mind down. When you use it to develop the wisdom via direct seeing or the so-called awareness-based meditation via the silent mind in inner awareness to connect back to the true mind. So when you connect back to the true mind, you can see things as they are and you can develop the wisdom. Then transformation via wisdom, mundane mind collapse, the supramundane mind appear. Okay? Then how the samsaric mind develop all the problem? I put down there the human being. You see the human being or not? Yeah? All down there. This human being initially with the five aggregate of form and mind, upadana khandas, the human being is being grasped as the me and the I, the ego, atta, due to sakayaditi, self-delusion. Then from there, anything perceivable by the mind is a mental phenomena, like the blockade analogy. When the parts come together, enabling it to perform a function, we give it a name and a concept. Then the blockade arise and exists already. When the blockade parts are separated, blockade is gone and no more. Hence, you can see clearly the arising of the blockade is dependent originating, condition arising. When the parts don't come together, there is no condition for it to arise. So see it clearly. We have the blockade analogy is a very good example. Yeah. Then after that, what happened is the samsaric mind learn to see form, which I have taught you. Learn to see the unreality of form. We are understanding them as impermanent, condition arising, which I have explained. Then only you can learn to see beyond form via the direct seeing. Then after that you go up to see and understand impermanence, empty nature of existence, non-self nature, empty or non-self nature of all phenomena. then see them as condition arising, perceived through mental, just an image in the mind, so even more unreal. And then you develop the wisdom to have the ability to live life in the phenomenal world via that wisdom. So this is what they call enlightenment living. Yeah? So enlightened living means you are fully aware, heedful most of the time. Then the other part is from the human being you go to the left. Mundane living, dominated by what? Hindrance, the five hindrance, the three evil roots leading to suffering, external phenomenal world of consciousness, the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, and anatta you does not understand. Then because of that, your mundane mind projected into the world. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. Then from there, the samsaric mind actually arises. The mano, the mundane mind. Then samsaric or mundane mind cling and grasps onto the five aggregate of form and mind via delusion, namarup, lead to heedless living. So all this is to explain to you how from here you develop the wisdom to penetrate. Then you go up. When you are just aware, you can develop wisdom via direct seeing or meditation, via the silent mind in inner awareness to connect back to the true mind. So the moment you connect back to the true mind, stabilize it, from there you develop wisdom. And this is the wisdom that actually free you and transform you back to the supramundane mind state. But that one, your mundane mind must collapse. Anyway, what is important is the Surangama Sutta actually explains this process, but very difficult to understand for normal people, even normal cultivator. Without the realization, you cannot penetrate, you cannot understand. But it's very profound. There's like this Surangama Sutta, Leng Yan Jing. It's a very powerful sutta. And the Buddha predicts, if this sutta is around, the world will not have Dhamma ending age. Even Xuan Hua also mentioned. But once this Surangama Sutra is gone, then the world will be full of Mara, wearing the robe and teach all the wrong teaching of Dhamma, and lead to Dhamma ending age or decadence. So this one, if you want it as a guide, look at it as you develop the cultural idea. This is an expansion of the four circles. The reason why now I teach four circles, I don't draw down, is because in the early day at Suyan's house that time, the essential Dhamma down there, when I already teach already. Understand? Then now I go to the four circles because it's Bodhisattva way. And this explanation is easier. So hopefully it will help you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So you should thank Sui. I also forgot about this already. Okay, now we go for the actual closing ceremony, part one. We start from this side first or this side first? You want to start? You want to start first. I think fair. Okay, now we see Wai Pan and Chan. The two of you start first. So Chan start first. Get the mic here. Come over here. Sit here. So whoever next come near can sit at the Chin Hao cushion there. Wait. Queue up. Queue up.
Good morning, Brother Mr. Steele and all Gamitas. My name is Chan Hon Yu, and I'm from Subang. First of all, I want to thank Brother Teo for this meditation retreat. That day I saw Brother Teo was sick, but he's still very determined to continue.
Actually, I was not sick. The chill caused me to sneeze. I'm not sick, you don't worry.
But I can feel you're very compassionate, you know, parents want us to be good.
That's why
you still continue.
Yeah.
For normal teacher or lecturer, I think they just call off a day. Then I also want to thank all the committee.
Yeah.
Because I see after that, every night when it's finished, they'll still stay
yeah,
back.
They have to work. Clean up and do the work and all those things. Yeah.
Because my room is just there.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
window, I can see when they sleep.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Every night they sleep very late and yeah, wake yeah. up very early.
Yeah, yeah.
Then to share how I come about Dharma. Actually, I started in the first year in my university.
Oh, very good.
The time I joined the Buddhist Society.
Oh, you were in which university?
UPM.
Oh, UPM.
In Sedang.
I know, Sedang.
The time I start to read the books. From
the booklet, all the booklet.
From this one, K. Sri Dharmananda.
Yeah, K. Sri Dharmananda. His book is very good.
I read a lot of his books. Then I...
Why worry? What Buddhists believe?
Forget that.
Yeah, these are the early years book. Then he got a Dhammapada, so thick. Oh, very beautiful. A lot of nice drawing, calligraphy. Yeah.
But actually, I active for 1 year only. One time I very active until I like very want to be a monk like that.
Oh,
and then I read somewhere that the Buddha sleep at 4 a.m. something like that. I also follow like that. Until next day I blur like that. Then my first semester my result really very bad.
Oh, no wonder.
Then also I... also broke off with my girlfriend also at that time. Then after that, I feel shouldn't continue like this. I concentrate on my studies.
Oh, good.
Then after that, I come out to work. I did not really study Dharma anymore. Until the past, I think one year ago.
Oh, sadhu.
Then my wife start to read the Heart Sutra. Taipei Chou.
Yeah, Taipei Chou.
All this given by her sister in Mandarin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then she passed to me how to learn also. And to write. She bought those exercise books.
Chao Jing.
She bought those books, then asked me to do also. I really cannot do it. Then I Google about what is Heart Sutra. So I know in English. Then that's how I get know about your
you
video.
You bump upon my website.
Your website, your video.
The video. That's why you have affinity. Otherwise, of all the internet, why you go and bump into that one? It's meant to be. There is affinity. Yeah.
Then I start watching your video nearly every day. At first, the long videos.
The full one, the full version, not the short video.
The full version, actually, I watch, then I fall asleep. Then I wake up, I continue watch again, then I fall asleep again. Many
very
times
good.
Like that.
Very good. Because instead of watching the video, the TV watching. But very good. Well, initially, you don't have much understanding. You should fall asleep. And that is sloth and torpor. Their body tired. No problem. Sleep already. You wake up, watch again. But later on, when you understand, you cannot sleep. You keep on chasing until the end.
Then I go and buy those expandable table. That I stand up and watch. I don't need to sit down. Then later I found you got all these short videos. I find that one much better.
Yeah, much better. Well, don't take up much of your time, but very penetrative. Understand?
And the one won't fall asleep.
Won't fall asleep.
But I remember, as I watch more this video, I have more questions. I remember at least 5 incidents. Those I got questions, then the next day, the video will answer.
Your question. Because you listen and now, all these short videos is taken out. And they got very penetrative answer for a lot of questions. You look at the Heart Sutra, the Q&A, it will explain to you a lot of things that you are not sure about the cultivation, the mistake people do, and how they are not clear about the cultivation. They lost focus. The question always talk about something else. I always bring them back. Meditation is to be done with understanding. And the key
important thing is Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23. Heedfulness. Have you done it? Have you gone into it? You talk about all the other things, no use. If you are not able to develop heedfulness, the heedless are as if dead. So very clear. That's why you keep on listening, the answer like come by itself, come by. And a lot of people tell me that. I say, but you like you can read my mind. You say, when I want the answer, your video pop out. Your video pop out. A lot of them told me. Very good. Continue.
Yeah, the other thing, when you mentioned the swimming analogy.
The analogy.
I find that one very true.
Yeah, very true. The float on.
Because now since I felt it, every time I meditate, I can feel it also.
Yeah. Yes, very good.
Very easy, just like riding.
Yeah, very easy. Well, now you know the natural state of mind is like the body buoyancy. Why you want to learn how to float and force yourself to keep afloat? You struggle. When you know that natural state is buoyancy, you don't need to struggle. You just let things be. Then the upthrust push you out. Then you can swim. You can move. You can do whatever you want. Yeah, you know you won't sink. The mind is the same when you meditate. The natural state without thought is your true mind, and that one so clear, the clarity, the tranquility, the stillness. You are not lost in thought, You don't have emotion, all those things like in the mundane mind. Then you realize what you need to do is relax, maintain awareness, and let the mundane thinking slow down and return this original state. That's why once you understand, now you can go into it very fast and sound. And you can just realize, then the vibration all come in. Because the sati develop already, and when the sati develop, you become sensitive. Then you can feel the thing. Then when you listen to the Dhamma talk that Chin Hao play, you feel funnier. A vibration all activate your physical, your hand, your finger, your body. That is because you have the, what they call, interest and the affinity. And because of the interest and the affinity, when you listen with the faith and the understanding and the joy, all this will come in. So the most important thing is the affinity. Once the affinity come in, you move very fast. You and your wife are going to move very fast after this. That's why you remember I told the two of you, you all got a lot of questions, especially your wife. Initially you come and you ask me 5-6 questions, which is all very good one, very serious one. Really want to learn. Then the wife also, she said, I think a lot. I said, you don't worry. You all come. Once you go through the retreat, you will understand. Really, before finish, they already have better understanding. That's why you should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
I finished it.
Thank you, thank you. Then, now Wi-Fi. Thank you.
Good morning, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all Kanyanamitas. Now, I want to continue the story of my husband from the uni days. Okay. We were uni mates. So I also attended the Buddhist society. Then got one day he come and tell me that he wanted to be a monk. Then I stare at him. We were just in the first year of education, you see. We have not, just the beginning of our tertiary education. Yeah. How come you have this type of thought, as a friend? That time was just an acquaintance. So I said, okay, never mind, you go ahead, because it's just an acquaintance, you see.
Yeah.
Then later on, as we developed and we were together, I noticed that he always carried this, the red booklet from Kesri Dhammanada.
Ah, correct. That was very good.
He always
carried. I still got, I show you, I show you.
We still have that at home. It already turned yellow. Because it's in the shelf for so many years. Yes.
This is about, this is very good. Buddhist devotional practice. Chief Reverend wrote it. Yeah. Very good book.
So
you have it,
So he carried this book around for many years, even when traveling also sometimes he will carry.
Yeah.
Because he felt that he feels safe with this book. But then I also got open the book and check, I don't understand much. I think my understanding is not there yet. The affinity has not arrived. Yeah. So only later when my sister passed me the Heart Sutra book that my husband shared, then only I start to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand much because it's in Mandarin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then when I shared with him also, he felt that he wanted to learn.
Mm.
The emptiness concept in the Heart Sutra is very interesting, but very...
Abstract. Very abstract.
So need a very penetrative kind of understanding to actually know what is it about.
Yeah, yeah.
So later, then he found your website, and we learned through it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the funny thing is, every time when we go through the video, we would have some questions. So after we discovered your website and your videos, even in our journey traveling to work, because we work in the same office.
Yeah.
I'm his staff.
Oh, very good.
So when we travel to the office in the car journey, we were played.
Yeah, you were listening.
Then we were also discussed. Then most of the time, my understanding and his understanding
different. Yeah.
Then okay, fine, never mind. Then tomorrow morning, I think Brother Jin Hao.
Normally,
you all will send. I don't know who lah. We'll send, and that one really answer.
The question,
and then we keep quiet. Sometimes both of us, our understanding also wrong.
Yeah.
But somehow, we discovered this somewhere in around October, the videos.
Yeah.
Then we were thinking, my husband was asking me, shall we go and see Brother Teo? Then I said, Brother Teo in SS2, not far from our house.
Then
I said, we haven't even looked through most of the video. How can we go see the teacher? Well, the teacher asked us, what have you learned? We don't know what to answer.
I don't ask.
Then Chinese New Year come. Chinese New Year come. Then my husband checked the website, said, oh, Chinese New Year, no class. So we better don't disturb Brother Teo. Then later we check, after Chinese New Year, Brother, do you go traveling?
Yeah.
Then we cannot come again. Yeah. We cannot go again.
Yeah. Well, I went to Switzerland with my wife.
Yes. Then only after the traveling trip ended, and then the in March, we managed to actually attend your class. Okay, that's about the previous one. I come for this retreat is with two objectives in mind. The first is to have some understanding on what sati is and hope to develop sati. Second is to seek Dhamma. So I'm very grateful that in these few days of a retreat here, I have a glimpse of what awareness, mindfulness is. And also a bit of understanding, you know, the importance and significance of mindfulness help in the four circle of the cultivation. So my understanding of this cultivation, especially at this pure awareness circle, when Brother Teo mentioned about James Webb.
The telescope.
The understanding... Yeah. For me, better.
Because you can relate.
Yes, I can relate.
From there, you can observe the distant star system, galaxy, planet. Without the telescope, you cannot see. So when you are lost in the mundane mind, mundane thinking, you like no telescope. Like I explained to you when we go uphill, it's like when you are at Binjiang town, the road there, you are inside the car. Whatever above the horizon, you cannot see. You can only see at the ground level. That's why your consciousness is very low. But when your consciousness and awareness is much higher, like we went up there, then we can see from above all the movement, which they cannot see. So like the Webb, James Webb, or the Hubble telescope last time, all the distant star galaxy that normal people cannot see with your naked eye, with binoculars also here, but that one magnify until so big, then that one collect data by itself, the computer there running all the while. So this pure awareness nature is the same. It stay there, it doesn't do anything, but all this information come in. And when the information come in, you have a form and mind there, to develop the understanding, because this person without thought is completely aware of all the movement, everything. They are not clouded by the thinking, by the stirring, by the emotion, and so on. That's why easy to understand. So you don't come here, like you don't have telescope, and so on. You cannot see anything. Whatever that is within the reality, don't exist for you, understand? Because you are lost in thought. You only look at the phenomenal whole of consciousness. You cannot see the distant galaxy and all things. So seeing distant galaxy is seeing nature, understand? That's why that one is very good, because it relates to life and you can understand. So stay there, don't do anything, then the understanding will come. Like last time I remember, in the early days, they got this computer, you know? Then they create like a robot, you know? A robot. Then this fellow, like, they call him number five, you remember number five? This robot created by the inventor, the robot straight away need information, no? Well, he just, with that computer system, he saw the TV, he learned so much thing from TV, you know. Then later on, he go and harass the inventor, input, he said he want input, so that he understand what is going on, although he never go out, no? But from the news, on the media, all, he developed all this understanding, because he watched them, understand? So watching them is very important. So this is how you learn. Yeah. So actually your brain, your awareness, our five aggregate form and mind connected to our nature, we can actually learn a lot of things. When we are at the mundane mind, you use your thought. If you know how to study, then you can develop a lot of knowledge, understand? Then the scientific progress, or you need thought, understand? Your thought is an instrument for technological and scientific progress. You need to analyze, study, and develop the concept and understanding to develop the theory needed for people to understand and progress. But when it comes to psychological problem, you cannot use thought. Your thought is limited, understand? Thought is within the field of thought, which is the emotion itself, no different. But that one is negative, understand? So psychological memory, you cannot develop the wisdom to root it out. If you use thought, the instrument actually cannot. There's no amount of analysis and reasoning can give you the real permanent solution. Like in that book I shared yesterday, importance of mindfulness and heedfulness to cope with life. Because whatever you analyze, even go and see Dr. Yun, it's all temporary. It won't root out your ignorance. And your depression and disease all come about because to your heedless living, you actually together with the coming imprint generated them. Then to come out of it, you need to reverse all these wrong thoughts. That's why you need to do metta, meditate, to develop the inner peace, the inner well-being. Yeah? Then to develop the clarity of mind, the understanding, so that you don't fall into the mistake of creating wrong thought due to your sakarity again. And this is how you develop the learning and the understanding. Then to really develop wisdom, you must go beyond thought. That's why you go to the direct seeing and all those things. Yeah. Very good. Sadhu, continue.
Okay. Actually, these four circles really give impact to me because this understanding is very profound.
Yeah,
and very profound. It's very wonderful. Even though I have a little, not much depth understanding on these four circles, but I know that this is the path that I want to go on.
You see the full picture, and you know this is so beautiful. The moment you understand, you penetrate. Then you become different, understand? Then you can understand life, really understand life. When you understand life, you can live life, right? Correct? If you don't understand life, and you don't understand who are you, what are you without the mindfulness, then I ask you, who is living your life? Your thought is living your life, understand? And the thought that is not enlightened without the wisdom is delusion, understand? So the deluded thought, which has a lot of mental hindrance and mara inside, that one live your life. That's why the mundane mind of an unenlightened being is like a devil's workshop. No? Devil is an evil being. No? That fellow manage your mind. No? It's like a workshop for him to play. No? You sure go cuckoo and here you are here. So that is a very good understanding. You can have that perception of the beauty of it. That is the beginning of your journey. Then you will look at it. Then with all the Dhamma understanding provided in the Heart Sutta and our sharing, that's why you must come, listen, and develop the understanding through the sharing. Through the sharing, you understand differently from you yourself reading it. You agree or not? You yourself reading it, actually a lot of knowledge, a lot of theory, but you cannot penetrate it. But when you are here, when I explain, you understand it differently. That as long as you have the faith, then you listen attentively, and I can predict for you. After this, you go back, you listen to all those old videos that you listened before. Now it's very different. Then you can follow. No? Like, hey, yo, how come this one, all last time I hear, they are woke, you cannot understand. But now, all has meaning. No? So when all the word has meaning, your listening is different. That's all. Then the understanding unfolds. No? Then you start to have a lot of joy. Then you can apply the advice given to live life. No? And that will transform you. Then as you develop more and more awareness, mindfulness, and understanding, you develop heedfulness. No? Then you end up with the heedful understanding to live life differently from what you used to be, from the heedless living. So that two, like we explained, the untrained mind and the trained mind is world apart now. And when you know, you definitely want to train your mind to develop this understanding. Because this is most important. If you don't develop this understanding, you don't understand life, you don't understand who are you, what are you, you are cling, you are grubs. You don't even know that you are the greatest magician creating magic outside. You understand? Then creating all the film show. Then every time project, go outside. Outside means entangle with the conditioned world. Then when you cannot see form, you cannot develop the understanding of, like, see the unreality of form, then form has power over you. Form can actually deceive you, delude you, cause a lot of suffering in you. Then similarly, after you can see form, you can see mind, because you have the mindfulness, awareness. Then like I explained, the mundane mind has higher consciousness than form. That's why your mundane mind, your thought process can see form. The form is a product of mind. E equals mc squared, you remember? For energy, it becomes form. So form is a product of mind. That's why mind has higher consciousness. Then, thought is the product of? What is the error? Pure awareness. Understand? Thought, this mano is a mundane mind, the thought, is a product of pure awareness. Understand? That's why pure awareness can see the mundane mind, understand? The five aggregate of form and mind. But thought cannot see this fellow. Understand? Well, this fellow is before thought. Understand? So how can thought see? This is the unconditioned, beyond thought, beyond mind. So this one got higher intelligence. That's why this one can see and understand all the movement and how you become entangled, how you stir, how you develop your own fear, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, selfishness, ego, all through sakayadidhi. And behind is avijja. So all this, you will be able to understand. That's why for her to see this four circle as something very beautiful that can help her, already the first step, which is very, very good. Then you go back, you listen, you don't believe. Now, together with Chan, you go office, you listen. The two of you will laugh. Well, a lot of the word, you become meaningful already. Very good. Continue.
Actually, after seeing this four circle, I have no doubt already to walk the Bodhisattva path. Yes. Thank you, Brother Teo.
Yes.
That's all my sharing, and I want to take this opportunity to thank Brother Teo and all committee members for making this retreat possible and for all of us to be able to learn and
benefit from it. Sadhu. Very good. Kim, come. So who is next? Sit there first. Jack.
Morning, Brother Teo.
Firstly, thank you for giving me the opportunity. And same time, thank you, Sister Song.
Yeah, yeah.
Brother Sri An.
Yeah,
Sister
Yun Chan.
And Fong. With their assistance.
Yeah.
It makes it all possible.
Yeah.
Thank you for the kindness and generosity.
Make you able to join us.
Yeah. And not forgetting Joey.
Yeah, yeah. Joey is the one. Yeah, she also from Malacca.
Yeah.
She somehow, when I went there and delivered the talk in the early day, and you all should thank the Jayanta and Jayanta's mother, where they invited me quite a few occasions. Then when I was there, Joey actually listened attentively, and he tried to understand, but he can't. But later on, she persevered. Then he asked for the books and all those things.
She shared with me too.
Very
good. It's okay if you don't understand.
Pick
up whatever you can. And Sister Song noticed that I'm very interested in retreat. So she said she will bring me along.
Oh, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
She can't come.
Never mind. Her leg, her leg, your problem.
I came across the Dharma in Malacca when a professor from U.S.
Oh, okay, he came.
He came, he's a lay person.
Uh-huh.
So I find it very interesting, something for me. I kept following.
Uh-huh.
And after that, whenever there's a Dharma talk, I just chase after it.
Wow, sadhu.
And I start picking books to read. After that, I find that I would like to follow this path. And to follow this path, you must have sila,
dana, samadhi.
And samadhi.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do the sila from starting. I didn't follow much the sila the dana. But I straight away go to meditation.
Oh, no wonder.
So every year I get to go twice. And my brother will take leave. Take care of my mom.
Oh, take care of your mom. Oh, sadhu to him.
I'll bring to Singapore. And I go for my
retreat.
I just go for the sake of because it's a Buddhist, is it?
Yeah, so just go.
But of course, I do in between learn something.
So
I just follow, you know.
After
that, stop because of my mom.
Yeah.
Take care of her.
Yeah.
For quite a long time. But we taking in between taking care of her, I don't get to relax now because 24/7.
Not easy. Take care of an elderly person, not easy.
This morning I get to wake up very early. I decided to put on a mantra.
To listen.
And just listen for 20 minutes. That's why it helps a lot.
Yeah, it calms you down.
Mental energy.
The vibration.
And it really tests my patience to sit. From 20 minutes to half hour. So now I can sit at least 1 hour on my own.
Sadhu.
Sometimes twice a day. Because I have nothing to do.
Oh, okay.
My mom is not here.
So it's a blessing that your brother helped you. Sadhu. So you must have gratitude developed towards your brother.
We are quite close. He always guide me.
Oh, very good.
He always tell me he has no condition to practice.
Oh, okay.
He reads a lot.
I say
it's time you wake up.
Teach him daily mindfulness. You say
he practice. I always ask him to kind of join me here and there. He has no time. Condition has not arisen.
Not easy.
Because he has so many 24 hours per day.
When a person haven't developed the understanding, it's like that one. Don't worry, they are just the way they are. Understand? So accept them for what they are. Then you wait for causes and conditions. Then talk to him nicely. Thank you so much. You allow me to go to this retreat. This retreat, you can tell him it really benefited me. No need to talk too much. You say, this one is so different now. Then, on his own, he will get interested on. Then he will find time on us. So no need to try to pester him to come. Forget about it. If he got the affinity, it will happen. If you don't have, just let things be. Like for your case, you're not supposed to come because you don't know us. But somehow there is condition and you decide to come. So now you explain what happened at this retreat.
Can I share my experience?
Can.
I normally do walking and sitting. I don't do sleeping because to me I think if I do sleeping, I sleep.
You fall asleep lah. Huh?
It's a waste of my time.
No.
I'm not meditating.
Wait. You listen. Huh? Normally, a lot of this so-called cultivator or those who went for retreat under the traditional Theravada tradition, they very scared to lie down. You know why? Because almost all the tradition never teach you lying down. They know you become lazy, you go and sleep. So they even scold you, you know, if you make noise in the meditation hall. Then you lie down, you snore everywhere. Then they say, what type of retreat is it? Snoring retreat. So people will not understand. But you don't worry, because what will happen is initially, you ask yourself, if I don't give it a try, how can I understand? You know you will sleep, okay? But what is the purpose of lying down? Because it is very relaxed, understand? You don't cross your leg. Even when you grow old, very, very weak, you can still do your meditation. Sit on a chair, lean against a wall, lie down. Well, you will reach a point when you are really old, your leg don't have the ability to walk, I tell you. Then lying down is the best, most relaxed posture. So give it a try. Initially, you ask all who start. They also sleep and snore. And that year's first year, I remember the Singapore Chia, the song's friend, he come. That's why first year he got a lot of doubt. He said, what is going on at this retreat? All sleeping, snoring. Then later on, second day only, he come to know. Because the way I answer him, he know really, this one different one. That's why after that I go Singapore. Every time I go Singapore, he'll take me around. He will come with the wife and blanja me and all those things. Because he actually progressed. He transformed after I explain all those things. After he go through that few retreats. So initially you will like sleep and snore. But you're supposed to maintain awareness, understand? Remember the four support? Relax, lie down, comfortable, don't sleep. Maintain awareness. So initially you maintain, because you don't know how to do, you don't know how to relax, then you fall asleep. But that is a posture where easy to sleep. Then snore, you maintain awareness, what happened? You will hear your own snoring. The moment you can hear your own snoring, means you improve already. Means you actually inside alert. Then the moment you aware, the snoring stop. That is the beginning. Yeah, then that vibration actually go to the heart first and all. Because when you are awake or conscious, the first moment, the conscious citta is here and all. But your thinking only go to the brain and retrieve the views, opinion, condition, and input the content, then it becomes a wrong thought. When you just wake up, it's pure consciousness, it's here. That's why when you snore, that vibration hit the eardrum, then this one, the pure consciousness is from here, understand? The light bulb light up. But the moment it light up, you perceive through memory, understand? You come and associate with what you hear. That's why from there, you like, because you knew, you don't know, paiseh, you always snore until so loud, how? Forget about it. Here you can snore, understand? Because you are new. You relax, you give it a try. Then after a while, you realize that most of the time you maintain awareness. Then you reach a point where you need to like want to fall into the subconscious and unconscious to sleep. You will know. But the moment you go into that, before you even go deep into it, the snoring happens already. That's why the snoring is your friend. It triggers off the awareness. Then later on, you become like one sound. Sometimes before you finish, you aware already. Then it won't happen again. Then, say for a while. Then after a while, go in again, snore again. Do it a few times. Don't worry. Then later on, when you become skillful, you realize you don't snore anymore. You can relax or lying down, silent your mind, develop the awareness. Then you can feel the vibration. Once you pick up the awareness, like what the new people experience, the vibration, everything becomes very clear. Initially, very gross, pounding, poopa, poopa. Never mind, stay with it. Just let it be. Then it will slow down, like Brother Wong go through. Then Wai Fan did the mind swimming method, also can decondition the healer's thinking. Then you experience the true mind, the silent mind, without thought. You become more calm, more peaceful. Then you develop clarity of mind, inner peace, inner calmness. Then sometimes piti, sukang. Then the mind become more sensitive, understand or not? Then it starts to understand things. That's how you progress. Otherwise, you walk without understanding. Actually, you realize a lot of thought. You know?
A friend, a devotee, shared with me. I told her, I already do walking and sitting. She said, why don't you try sleeping?
Who told you that?
A friend, a devotee friend.
Not my Kayamita. Not my Kayamita.
No.
Wow, he know how to do lying down.
No, she just shared with me.
Yeah la.
Why don't you try doing lying down?
Yeah la.
So when you are home or on your deep bed.
Oh, okay.
So I give it a try at home at night before I sleep.
Yeah la, initially it's like that because you are so tired. Like you say 24/7 looking after your mother, you got so much thing to do. Never mind.
So I give it a try here twice. First time after I settle down, I can hear the heart beating.
Oh, very good.
Same time, the
abdomen there. The rising and falling.
Competing each other.
It's not competing. It's
doing its work.
The natural rhythm. Because you were never aware and mindful to see this movement. This movement is a natural movement.
Yeah.
Understand not?
At the same time, the heart and the abdomen.
Yeah.
That's it. Where am I curious, huh? This body know their work.
When you say that, you are analyzing already. The thought comes in. Forget about it. What did I say? Relax, maintain awareness, stabilize it. Don't try to know. Understand not? Don't try to direct your thought to do. Understand not? Then that nature will arise. When the thought slow down, or your healer's thinking slow down, your mindfulness will stabilize and become more and more refined. Then you will not hear that gross movement already, like very violent one. This one is the vibration still gross, like I told Brother Wong, like an untuned engine and so on. Like the car, you drive too long, you never send for servicing, it's not properly tuned. Very noisy on. So understand that when you do, whether walking or sitting, when you do walking, are you able to completely silent without thought? Your body and mind move as one. The awareness and the body move as one. I know your thought. What about your thought? What about your thought? Oh, okay. Do you know when we went uphill, when we were about to come down, we saw you walking in front, the two stupa there. You know what you are doing or not? You are lost in thought, a lot of thinking inside. You seem to have problem, a lot of things going on. That's why I can see, although you walk, but you are not happy. There's a lot of sanghara going on. That's why when you have the understanding, all this no more, understand? All this will cease because you are no longer here. When you are here without the awareness or mindfulness, you cannot slow down your thinking. Your thinking is always there. Then even you see, you force yourself through some form of concentration which you doesn't know. This rising, falling, all is concentration. But you build up some form of awareness because you are able to feel the rising, falling without the stethoscope. Understand? Means you have built up some form of awareness, but you don't understand what this is. You're not supposed to note the flaw. Who note? The thought note and the sana. Then every time you meditate, you think you cannot feel the rising falling. You are not doing vipassana. That is where you make the big mistake. Because to relax and to allow your mind to settle down and return to its original state before the stirring, before the chattering, before the verbalization, and before all the sankhara movement, that is awareness-based meditation, asana. So you need to relax into it and silent. You can be in a sitting posture. You can be in the walking. No problem. But relax and let things be. Just walk. All your movement activity aware. You walk until the mind and the sati, you will know. Because your mind suddenly becomes very quiet. Then no thought. Then only this awareness and the thing move as one. Like what brother you come to know. Suddenly no thought inside, but fully aware of everything. Aware. That is the one. Understand? So you all have been doing thought-based for too long. Understand? But don't worry. It's not about right and wrong. It's about understanding what this awareness is. When you understand, you know how to develop it. To develop it very easy. This fellow all the time there. The moment you without thought, you realize this already. So don't think. And why do you think? Put the mic near your mouth. You know why or not? When you try to do awareness. That is the word. Who try? The thought. Actively try. You try to be aware. And that is not awareness. Understand?
Yeah.
It's the thought wanting something. That is craving. Understand? To develop awareness, don't do.
Yeah.
Understand now? Don't think. Can you not think?
It becomes like very stressful. You want to be aware of everything.
Yeah, because the thought want to be aware, sure stressful. You know why? Like that day, Tracy. He wants to sleep. He cannot sleep. He says, but not at home. At home I can sleep. He cannot sleep. And he cannot relax. So I tell her, you listen, Because there is a thought behind, understand? When the thought behind tell you, I cannot sleep, because through memory, you think you are like that. Then no matter what people say, you don't listen. My body like that, my thought like that. So because of that, it's actually conditioned by your thought that tell you I cannot sleep. And that one introduce fear, worry. That is mental hindrance. That's why your mind cannot settle down into the meditative state of inner peace, inner awareness. Now you understand. So look at your mind. The thought always tell you things and create thinking and cause you to dwell here, the mundane thinking there. So now you have to reverse all this. You can try the mind sweeping method. It's very useful. Then if you want to progress fast, don't verbalize, don't try to explain anything, don't say these two fighting, forget about it. Relax, continue to relax and do it silent. In whatever posture, relax, let things be. Whatever happens, observe it through the silent mind. The moment you are not silent means inside they're talking already. Want to know and that's all. Want to check correct or not, right or not. Then try to recall through memory, what did the book say? What did the Buddha say? What are the instructions? Then later on, you may even say, what did Brother Teo say? So all this is the thought creating. That's why I say, don't try to know, don't try to do anything. The knowing and the doing is always by the thought. How do you know things? You perceive. Understand now? Then through your views and opinion, you stir your mind. Then Sankara Sanya continue to dialogue and create more thinking, more emotion, more idea, justification, and all those things. Analysis, reasoning. This is all Sankara. And Sankara is thought. Thought cannot give you wisdom. Thought can only give you more idea. Understand? More knowledge you accumulate. But this idea create more misunderstanding. Lead to conflict, lead to argument, lead to views, opinion, and conditioning and belief system. So thought is doing all this. So understand it, okay? Yeah. So don't worry about right and wrong. Nothing to do with right and wrong. Just develop the understanding. Yeah.
And the heartbeat was quite long, and I noticed it slowed down.
Yeah, but continue to relax, yeah. And don't try to know. The awareness will pick it up. Understand? When it become quiet, like Brother Wong, you will know. Then when it transform, you will know. Because this is pachetang, understand? Yeah. Can be realized by the wise.
Was left with the breathing, and I noticed my mind is like a nutshell, nothing.
Yeah, la, more quiet lah. Doesn't mean nothing. There are still things. Because you are not sensitive enough to see. There are still a lot. The one that say I have nothing, I have hollow, is the thought telling you. But the real awareness that see this, no word on us. It no one. Like you described.
No thought.
Really? No. You are no thought, but you are fully aware. Yours one, the thought is still up here. The thought that say I have no thought, hollow shell, that is not that. The awareness, no word one. The awareness is without word and see things as they are. And really no sankara, no word. Yeah, you are aware. When you are aware, you become very different. Okay? So, good sign that you can at least detect your heartbeat. Then, according to you, it has slowed down. But there are a lot of level that it will go down until very quiet, until you finally cannot even detect it. Because your mindfulness is not refined enough to detect it. At that time, don't panic at all. Still stay at the heart. Still stay there. Or your abdomen, stay there. Never mind. Then the mind will enter sati. But you must be patient. Don't go and listen to them do sitting, touching, or forget about it. When you do all those thought-based, you create thinking again, thought again. When you reach that state, means your vibration all have become more quiet until your normal awareness cannot detect already. Understand not? That's why you have to relax into it and maintain the awareness until this awareness become more refined. Then it will enter sati. Then this mundane mind, the thought, no more, sati take over. Yeah, when you relax and let things be, you don't react. There is no aversion, no sensual desire, no ill will. There is no mental hindrance. Then the sati take over. When sati take over, the mind will enter sati. Well, that mind that is without thought will enter sati. Then you become mindful. Well, that mind which is in sati, will be able to be develop the direct seeing, the awareness, without the thought. So everything you see is in sati, specific phenomenal awareness. Everything you hear is in sati, specific phenomenal awareness of that vibration. No word on that, smell, taste, tactile, all the same. Okay, try it. Put the mic on your mouth.
The second day I try again. I lie down. There's no heartbeat but just the breathing.
Then means you can still detect your abdomen because you go there very often, isn't it? So never mind. The heart you cannot feel really means your mindfulness has improved a bit. But you have to stay there, continue to stay there. Or you go to your rising, falling. Then don't go and interfere now. Let it move. Let it move.
Natural.
Until it become quiet. Like no more that movement which is very violent. Then when it become very quiet, until that one also you cannot feel.
Yeah. Then there's a thought. Just one thought. Continuous thought. Then I realize there's no breathing.
Means no movement.
No,
you cannot detect. Doesn't mean you know. You put the stethoscope there, pupa pupa, still there. Because your mindfulness is not that refined and stable. So never mind, relax. Although you cannot detect, stay there. Either here or here, it's up to you. Finally, you will drop back to your heart. You have to locate the gateway, you have to go back to your heart. So let it happen. You have been doing rising falling for so long. So you have a tendency to be here, understand? So no harm. Because these are method and technique, or what they call skillful means to help you develop sati. So make use of it, relax, maintain awareness. Wherever this mind is, let it go. Don't interfere. Then observe, silent. Then let it move until it becomes very quiet, very still. Then stay there. Until your mind enters sati.
Okay.
Sahadeva, sahadeva. Okay, Jack. Thank you.
Good morning, Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo and all Kayanamitas. So I would like to take this opportunity to thank you, Brother Teo, for teaching such profound Dharma. Yeah, sadhu. And also thank all the committee for the hard work. And also thank my mom.
At the back. She's at the back. She's listening.
So I would like to thank her.
Oh, sorry. LC. I go and point to Adeline. Sorry. Yes. No. Christy also came to the retreat before. So, yeah, I faced this direction, so I saw her, I thought that one. Actually, Elsie,
Yeah, because all this while she has been sharing with me since the time she came to this to your class. And I actually I noticed the very big difference of changes in my mom.
Yeah, definitely. You can see on her.
Yeah, I can see.
She is more sensitive, more considerate, more loving. She can sacrifice a lot for the family.
Definitely. I see the positive change in her. But so previously I went to your class and all right, because she gave me a lot of encouragement, because I was facing a lot of obstacles along facing a lot of obstacles in life. So I went to your class and I noticed I learned about the meditation but because at that time I wasn't working, so when I went to work, so the life comes back to normal
upside
again.
Upside down.
I didn't make time for it and things.
No problem.
So when I had a very huge obstacles in my life a few years ago, so I started to go into spirituality, but not so much on Buddhism. So when I went to spirituality, I did some meditation to calm myself down. A lot of self-work. Do a lot of journaling, visualization, meditation. So it helped me to calm down a lot. So after that, life went on already. So I didn't really listen to your Dharma and all. I still listen to when my mom actually shared with me. Recently, I just want to share that I also read this book, Eckhart Tolle's The Power. Which my mom also shared with me that this is very similar to Buddha Dharma. I noticed that I received a lot of wisdom from this book, and I come to a lot of realization about life. Again, life goes on and it gets busy, and so I forgot about things.
No problem.
Because I don't have a consistent cultivation. So it just go back to the back of my mind already. Recently, also I again encountered obstacles in life. So in this obstacle, I would like to share that it's actually a 3 months obstacles that I faced. Then luckily it's just 3 months. Because I had the wisdom to just walk away from And during that period of time, I felt intense darkness. I felt like I was in a box, unable to come out. And I almost got into depression.
Very common. With the youngster,
So I felt really, really helpless, and it's because of the burnout. So the burnout really made me felt uninterested in a lot of things. And because of that, so I was seeking help lah. I was because I also do bowing. I mean, I just pay my respect to Triple Gems.
Correct.
Yeah. So when I do that, I just prayed lor. I prayed that I will be given a guidance
to come back
to where I should be.
Yeah.
So I prayed every day.
Sadhu.
Yeah, and then. When I mean like in April, so I actually got off from a job, so I had a free time.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom was like saying, "Oh, we have the retreat. Do you want to come?" Because every time she will ask me whether I want to come, I also cannot come because it's I need to take a lot of days. It's very difficult for me
not
to come.
Not easy. Yeah.
Yeah. So actually I might not have come here because I might have started a job. End of April. But it turns out that I didn't start in end of April. So when I know that, I don't need to start in end of April, so immediately I told my mom, I go lah. I just went, I came without any thought lah, any thinking of what expectation that I need to have whatsoever. Yeah. So I just actually want to understand myself more and want to be in this peace environment to calm down and to reflect about life.
So
I made the decision to come here without expecting anything. So when I came and I prayed, I went down there to a lot of, to pray to a lot of the great beings.
Yeah, great beings. Yeah.
And I felt peaceful.
Wow, sadhu.
Yeah, when I made, pay respect to them and walk around the temple. So I felt like intense peaceful.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
here the energy is different, the vibration. You can feel a lot of stillness on. And your mind is very quiet. You feel very good when you're in the temple.
Yeah, it's a very, very different feeling. As though like I'm walking without, I don't know how to describe, but it's just that, in a cloud.
Without usual stress all those things.
Yeah, and with your guidance on awareness meditation, I benefited a lot. Because like I told you, I haven't been doing awareness meditation in a very long time.
Yeah.
So when you provide the guidance for me to do it, and I really did it, and I know that there are a lot of thoughts coming in, and whenever there is thoughts, then I observe.
I'm aware.
Because you always say you need to be aware, then it just sticks into my mind that I need to be aware.
Yeah.
So once I aware that there's thought, then I slow down, then I don't think about it.
Wow, very good. That's why I say aware, finish. Aware, finish. Don't follow on at all. Aware that this is going on. Accept it, let it be. Because you haven't developed the awareness. So when you continue to accept this one, slow down. Then you feel peace. Then you settle down. Then you continue to relax. Continue to discuss.
Yeah, so whenever I felt, I could say that I improved a lot already because I could feel an intense peaceful when I meditate, like there's no thoughts and it's really just peaceful.
Means you have the ability to stay inside the awareness and without thoughts and you can feel the extreme peace. This is because the nature's energy, the great being, and the collective consciousness help you. Your mom also help you to develop the understanding. That's why you have gratitude. Once you have gratitude, there is a virtuous thought. Understand? That's why gratitude is very important. That's why you must thank whoever who has created the causes and conditions for you to be here. So thank them, have gratitude towards them, then have gratitude towards all the, not only the committee member, the helper, whoever, volunteer, then your roommate, everybody, they play their role. Then when you see people do wholesome things with wisdom, with understanding, then when they rejoice, you also have the ability to rejoice back. Then you also sadhu. Then you have really developed more and more virtue. Then you develop the understanding until at one point you realize all this, they happen not by chance. It's because of causes and conditions. Then when you have this understanding, your gratitude becomes more and more, more and more. Then your joy, your peace, your tranquility, all this will help you. Then you compare to when you are during the what they call 3 months of dark, you say like in a dark box, cannot come out. You compare to those agitated states, it's so different, isn't it? That's why it will bring you to the resolve that this is, like you say, you pray to the Triple Gem to ask for guidance and to develop the understanding. And now the condition given to you, and you can see very different. So no matter whether you are working or not working, busy or not, whenever you rest, you lie down, you meditate, silent, aware, finish, sleep, like you did recently here, very good. Let the thought move on. Let it disappear. Understand? Yeah, they come and go. That is their characteristic. Understand? Sangara anicang. You give meaning, you hold, like you were working the time. That is stress. Understand? Sangara dukkang. Then wake up. Then no need to think. Accept whatever happened. The acceptance is very beautiful. And now you go back. Next time you work differently. You have noble eightfold power. You will become very different. People will like you. Means you have right view to accept them for what they are. Then you got no negativity on. Not like last time. People whom you don't like, you see, you bosong, people can feel you, can sense you. Very good, Jack. Continue.
When I felt that I had thoughts, like sometimes when I meditate, because it's not all the time it's good. So sometimes when it's not so good, then I notice that there are thoughts coming in. Then I will go out and
go for a walk. Go
then,
for a relax.
Then it
walk.
Help a lot.
Then it will settle down.
Yeah.
That's why I say, why torture yourself in the home? You cannot see the thing disturbing you. Go for a walk. Understand? Relax walk. Otherwise, do mind sweeping method.
That one really helped me a lot. Also.
Help you a lot.
So another thing is also the Heart Sutra, which really helped me a lot also. Because when you explain and I had the understanding, not like a deep understanding yet.
Yeah, but good enough. Because you know how to apply the Noble Eightfold Path and the step to do it. Means right view to accept the reality first. Whatever happens, accept. Then you don't panic. Understand? There is no more fear, no more worry, no more anxiety, no more negative mind state. Then you ask yourself with a clear mind, what happened? Then what are my options? How can I resolve this amicably? We are following the Dhamma way, which is noble evil. And then you will know how to handle life and you become beautiful.
When you talked about all this Dhamma, right? So I was reflecting about what happened to me when I was in the dark days, I noticed how deluded I was. And how the 5 hindrances
actually
take me down.
continuously arise and haunt you.
So at that point of time, I couldn't actually come out from it to see big picture. Now when you teach all this, so I really had this understanding that I need to practice and cultivate this Dhamma.
You need to stabilize this understanding and try it out in life. Understand? When you can do that, you have a lot of joy. Then you will come to the understanding that when you have the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path, initially maybe not stable, not very good, but good enough. Understand? That itself will change you and transform you. And people can see you are different already. You understand? You no longer develop the anger, the hatred, the jealousy, the fear, the worry. That all these are negative psychological memory or energy field. And this one is detrimental to you. That's why you feel depressed. And all this will send you into depression. Then later on with suicidal thought and all those things. Very good.
The 4 circles.
Four circles. Now understand. Good.
So I really understood, like, for what to dwell on all the negative thoughts when it's bringing us down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Sadhu.
Yeah. Sadhu.
Yeah. Anything
yeah.
else?
So I think that's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Sadhu. Ayub, come. Yeah.
First of all, I want to thank Brother Teo and also the committee member, especially Pamasuri, Brother Song, and all this that I work with. So for this trip, I think a lot of people might be very interested in my progress. So why don't I maybe share my background first.
Good.
Find that, how I... knowing the
Come into contact with the Dhamma.
Come into contact with the Dhamma. I think there's one time, maybe I think I started as a normal Chinese. You start with bye bye only.
Yeah, bye bye. Okay. Yes.
Then after that, then people say, "Wow, function wow, good merit." Then also because my name is Yip Kim Guai from Penang.
Yeah.
How about this? So from there, after that, that's, the area that I doing the bye bye. Then they have a function, and also this one's Yen Gong.
Oh, okay.
Tibetans, Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, then I at one time they have a class for the Tibetans and Buddhism. So I attended about 2 months.
Oh, okay.
And they say, oh, this I think the basics are teaching same like universal.
Yes, yes.
Then after that, then moving on to the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
The meditation is they put a pictures. Then ask you to look at it.
Yeah, visualize.
Visualize. Then you need to
focus.
Focus on that. Then they will close one part.
Yeah.
Then you continue look at it, then point out which one is missing and all this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you all experienced this.
Yeah.
So this is a thing for that. Then after that, then I somehow look like this one is, let's say, continue with that, maybe like the Samatha meditation.
Yeah.
So I think that's with some of the book reading.
Yeah.
This one cannot go far.
Yeah.
Then I stop.
Oh, okay.
Then after that, then there's one time I visited Brother Teo, Suyan, then we have a good meal at one of the Penang cuisines restaurant. So this is I know of Brother Teo 6-7 years ago. After that, he gave me some book.
Yeah.
After I read, then watch some of the YouTube video. After that, cannot understand.
No problem. Most people cannot understand.
Then stop for a while. Then after that, find out, hey, to live beyond this, we need a religion. Then I go for Theravada's meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 year, maybe I go 1 or 2 trips for that.
Mm.
Then now I know that the meditation that I practice is a thought based. Last time just gong gong, everything just follow. You know, for this, not say it's no good. This is a journey that I walk through. For this Theravada meditations, they give you some instructions. A lot of time is conducted by the Myanmar monk.
Burmese.
The Burmese monk for. They might not be able to communicate
very clear
how to
meditate.
So you just sit and meditate. Then at first, I think as a beginner, don't know anything. When you sit, very soon, half an hour later,
pain,
everywhere pain. Then they say, Juna, Zun. It didn't happen. I just follow. You know, the whole body is shivering. When you suppress on this,
it's like that. A lot of people don't understand. They torture themselves in the meditation retreat and say, "No, why must you
Torture. You come here to learn to how to train your mind to be peaceful, tranquil, and still, to have the clarity and the joy, the inner peace, inner well-being inside you. But instead, you follow the instruction without understanding, then you go through all the hindrance. The pain is an aversion. When you develop aversion, you know what happened? Your thought creates mental hindrance. It will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness. That's why they cannot do it. Until the pain cannot tahan already, there was one monk, tried. He fainted, no, collapsed. 3-4 days. He was a Westerner monk. He went to Myanmar also. Then he went to BGF and gave a talk. So my Kayamita told me, he said, hey, but they want to go and listen. He said, there's a Westerner monk. They call him Kuai Lo monk. I said, can go lah. Then he described, he tried to, like you say, a yan, until he fainted. Sent him to the hospital 3-4 days, only wake up. Then after that, only he said, don't be a hero. You cannot, don't try. That's why what he experienced is very usual, very usual. They dare not even move, because the rule is so strict. Cannot make noise, cannot even cough or do all those things. Release your gas also. It's like taboo. You have to release it silently so that nobody can hear. Are they okay? Are you continuing? Yeah,
so, yeah. From that I know that this is not a solution. Then I do some reading and all this. Thing that I pop up on my mind, all this, when you have the pain, you need to accept it. Really, you need to accept it and feel the pain.
Yeah. Feel the pure sensation.
Feel the pure sensation for that. Really, it's very pain for that.
Yeah.
But after you overcome, I think 2 or 3 times, you really can accept it, open up.
Yeah.
It's no longer
no longer anymore.
Then I know that this is a method, whatever, because this is like impermanent.
Yeah.
Then you just relax and feel it.
Then it will go.
Pass through, it go.
Yeah, when you relax, the chi flow, you don't create mental hindrance. If you don't accept that thought, which cannot accept that sensation, become a hindrance, then you cannot enter the meditative state or inner peace, which is sati. That's why he did the acceptance, then the chi flow, relax into it, then can sit, anasana. And actually, there is a lot of understanding needed. Accept, don't create mental hindrance, then allow it to be. Then finally, it will flow. Then it will become normal again. And then you like to meditate after that. If he can experience one that shift in consciousness, you just relax and allow it to be. Then the so-called sensation, which we label as pain last time, it will flash through one. Yeah, I sat through it in one of the retreat. After I sat through it, that energy flashed through. Then all of a sudden, I realized there was brightness, there was awareness, fully aware. Then the so-called pain sensation that was there all the time, because I endure it and let it be, gone, completely gone. Then inside, full of joy. No wonder people cannot do it. Because when I relax and accept, I do not label it as a pain, my mind can settle down. Then the awareness take over. Then it flashed through. When it flashed through, it was such a experience. After that, I got no more issue with pain. After that, no matter how I sit, the pain got no more problem. It's like it cannot come and haunt me anymore. But I understood what it is. So I know how to relax in it. Then in the early days, when I teach, I can sit down there, three-hour session. I normally start at 3 o'clock, I end at 6 o'clock. I remember I was at BU Buddhist Society that time, the earliest teaching. They invite me over. Then when I was there, a lot of the devotee there, they talk at the back now. He said, Brother Tio, you can sit there, sam lap chong, yuk tum, yuk. Then they all very surprised, oh, how come? So, that's why a lot of people came at that time. Then later on, I think that person in charge of Dhamma one, he migrated to Australia. Then after that, the new people, I think, don't know me, didn't contact me. That's why I taught for about 8 to 10 years there. Because there was one that teach Vipassana before me. He busy at work. Then they asked somebody to replay. Then they came to me. Then I went there. So what he go through is very good. He no need to go through that clash. He endure, relax, then he go through. Also good.
So then continue, let's say, after this dance, most of the time when I meditate, it's quite smooth. On and off, maybe 1 or 2 times. Then somehow this retreat is open. Then my wife said, you must go. We said that this place got a lot of great beans. Yeah. Asked me, hey, you must go. And I just join.
You must thank your wife.
My wife also want to come.
Yeah,
next year. So from here, I think I shared a few my experience.
Yeah.
Just now also when the brothers
song.
When he share, I really want to cry 2 or 3 times.
What?
It's somehow like there's a connection on this
story. Very good, Sadhu. Yeah. The insight will know. That's why the insight will have a response. The tears will come out. Then it makes him like very, very different. Then all this, what the Mahayana call Kanying. You know Mandarin, Kanying. Because insight can feel. Then it creates the condition for you to have the tears. But the thought is this life and the brain, the memory. This life cannot understand what happened in the past. But inside, understand. That's why when you have the understanding, when people who have the understanding, they can guide you. They say, good sign. Tears come out is good sign. But this one is not sadness that condition you to cry. You know? This one is your nature. After you receive the kanying, then there is a response. And normally, this one is the joy and the compassion that came out from it. But you, your past, your nature can understand this is beautiful. That this is what you have done before or you are looking for. And then it will
I think manifest. So maybe this nature want to come back already.
Yeah, want to come back already. Yeah.
I think the lost baby want to come back
already. Yeah, like Song say, the master waited very long. Now you are back. Sadhu, very good. You, Sadhu. Thank you so much. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Okay, we cannot have another one. We have 4 more minutes, we go for lunch already. Hopefully, all this sharing can give you the faith. So, just develop the faith, Sadhu, like Song say, when your faith is very strong, through knowing who the Buddha is, how unique a being he is, how great the teaching is, and how it can help you understand life, live life, and develop all the possibility of no more suffering in life. And that is what living beings are looking for. So when you see this, the importance of cultivating this awareness-based meditation and the Buddha's Noble Eightfold Path and its three turning, you will develop the virya, means the spiritual zeal and tenacity to go this way. Then when this one becomes very strong, like Song said, it will drive you to cultivate. Then you will do all out, do the awareness-based meditation. You will sit, you will lie down, you will walk, you will maintain mindfulness. What he do is, every weekend he wash clothes, fully white. That is very good. Even Cindy last time also told me, when she listened to my video, she didn't come to me and didn't see me, but he followed instruction. Mindful, that one lagi terror. The moment you wake up, like I told you, aware. Then how you arrive? He do. Until in the midst of life as a housewife, doing the chores, he settled into tranquility and stillness and fully aware of mindful. And the mind so different. That's why after that, she understand my talk very easily. Then last retreat, she came. He used to share with Kamsa. Aware means aware. What is there to talk about awareness? Means no thought, you already aware. So all this understanding can fall into place when you have developed it. That's why the important thing is like song, put it into practice. Cultivate it. And that is the second phase of Dhamma. First phase is, they call pariyati, learning of the teaching. Like you come, you learn, you listen, then you can make note which are the important pointer. Then after that second phase, pati-pati. That one is to develop the cultivation. Put it into practice in daily life. No? Not in the meditation hall alone. No. You can do the formal meditation to stabilize your awareness, but when you come out, you must do the daily mindfulness so that you are also mindful and heedful throughout the day. And then you can understand many things. Then your mind that is transformed in the state of continuous mindfulness, most of the time aware, it can see things as they are, it can understand a lot of things. Then all the teaching become very clear to you. That's how you transform. Yeah. Then the sati will come. Understand? When the sati comes, the sati stabilize, it becomes samadhi. Then you can see things as they are. Then you understand clearly how you become like that, how your mind stir, how your mind react, how it create all those fear, worry, anxiety, the phobia, and all the insecurity. Then through all this, you tell yourself, my life, how can I allow it to go this way? Why must I stir my mind? Then the teachings say, learn to see things as they are, accept the reality of the moment. And then you inquire, how can I develop that so that I will not through the habitual thinking, the old heedless way, react and stir and become emotional and full of misery. So from here, when you inquire, then you go into the teaching, the answer come out. No matter what happened, like the Buddha say, whatever arise, there are causes and conditions. And the world is the world. Condition like that, things will be like that. People are just the way they are. So you accept first. After you accept, your mind is no longer having the fear, worry, anxiety, phobia. All this is, there is clarity. Then you inquire, what actually happened? How can I resolve all this following the Dhamma way, the Noble Eightfold Path, so that I can resolve all these so-called problems of life or life situation amicably and move on? That's what the teaching is all about. So this understanding is very important. Okay? Put it into practice. Sadhu. Okay, you can now pay respect mindfully to all the great beings. Kanyi Bodhisattva, Sakyamuni Buddha. Then we break for lunch. So, see you at 1:30. After 1:30, we have to prepare for Fatan Sufu to come. Then we may have a little bit of time to do some sharing because 2:30 only, or 2 to 2:30, Fajan Sifu will be available. So we accord and flow. Okay? Yes. After the expression of gratitude and thanks to Fajan Sifu Temple Committee, then when we adjourn, then we will take the group photo. Then after that, downstairs also. Okay?